Damn, I got a full one. Man, what is it with me and pits and women off today? I'm joking.
We got cheese now, she's happy.
Another
drink. Never got to
in the cellar when it's gone.
I'm not in this race.
Drink, drink, a glass.
Cause you bitches plain. Would be down.
Tinkling music till the dawn is breaking.
Get a bottle of wine in her.
Bottle of wine and four beers.
Over the teeth behind the gums. Look at the look. Here she
comes. Can out-drink me.
Couple shots of tequila.
Couple. Three, four.
Three, 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 three.
I did three. I don't know what you guys.
I did as many as you did.
Oh. I wanted a drink.
It was colorful, but now it's gone. A drink, the glasses clink like the anvil car.
Man, I'm really good at that drunk guy voice. You should really hear it after like six or seven beers.
What do I do now? Pink elephants.
Yeah, I finished that one already.
No, I was watching your spit. Mine's almost gone. We're good.
Nothing else can drink for me.
I'm probably going to lose.
Great song.
Oh, I get Spike Jones did well.
Yeah. I think it's public domain.
Recording.
I think it's public domain.
Fingers crossed.
What, they recording?
No, it is public domain.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It's like, what, 40 years old now?
Justin.
Probably 50.
Drink more. Talk less.
It's probably from the 50s, I would think. Maybe, I don't know. Danny, are you still a fat girl, or...?
I can try to be a fact girl. Would you like that to happen?
Did you find out when he recorded?
Yeah. Be careful with what you say.
It's kind of like fat girl, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I am a fat girl.
The girl, what can be a different name for it? We can say the girl with the facts. The
stat check girl.
Stat chick. Stat chick?
Stat tracker.
That doesn't.
Stat tracker.
Okay.
What, stat tracker.
What do you want to be called, Danielle?
Danielle.
Okay. Danielle the fact checker?
The drunk girl?
The lovely,
I mean,
Danielle.
That usually works.
Okay.
Justin Time's the only one that calls me the lovely Danielle. Yeah. Everybody else calls me that bitch.
What's up with that chick?
Hey, we're on the podcast. You don't have to be nice. You can say what they really call you.
Well, welcome to another episode of Drunk Film Commentary.
DFC, for those of you who don't know.
Yes. I am Jason. I am one of your hosts. With me to my left is the lovely Danielle.
That's my line.
Yo, yo, yiggity, yo.
That's her line.
That's me.
And to my right is, says right on his shirt, his name is Justin Time.
Always have been, always will be. So.
1942.
That's funky on 1942.
What?
1942. Wow. Clink, clink, another drink. Yeah. IMDb. Wow. It's actually.
We are well in the public domain region.
Maybe, yeah. Well, I thought it was like closer to 100 years.
Well, no, unless someone keeps renewing. No, it's like 20 years or something.
Well, yeah, because Night of the Living Dead is. But yeah, it depends on how they treat the license. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah.
That's like that. Well, that's the whole reason Spider-Man keeps getting rebooted by fucking Sony or whatever every year, or Fox or whatever it is. Like every 2 years, just because they don't want to lose it.
It's a movie.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic Four and shit.
Yeah, that shit. Yeah, that's why those movies.
Clink, clink? No, it's a video.
Yeah.
That too.
No, it's from a movie, isn't it?
But yeah, that's what it's saying. I've never seen or heard.
I saw the video. It's like a music video almost.
Maybe that's what they're talking about. Like,
yeah, but it's from like a musical movie thing.
Is it from a movie?
Yeah.
Oh,
who knew? That's what it's saying.
When I used to do the editing and shit thing, and I had to download it, that's how I had to download it.
Yeah.
It's a short music, so I guess considered a video, but but on here it's actually on IMDb as a movie.
What's the running time on it?
It's only three.
So running time as long as a song?
It's 3 minutes.
So okay, so it's a music video pretty much back in the 40s.
Yeah.
It's cool. That's awesome, man.
I am DB.
Yeah, so a bunch of guys sitting around the bar kind of just, you know, playing along and just singing. Yeah. You've seen the video, I guess.
Yeah,
that's good. So
I had to watch it as I stole it from YouTube. So
I think it's posted on our Facebook site way
Spike
down there.
Spike Jones and his city slickers.
Yeah.
Mel Blanc.
Mel Blanc. He was Bugs Bunny.
Yeah. Yep. Daffy Duck. Oh.
Yeah, he did a bunch of them, yeah.
Elmer
yeah.
Fudd.
Yeah, yeah. Cool.
I miss like those cartoons being on
the original cartoons. Yeah, like, yeah.
That's what I used to watch.
Late night.
Yeah. Not late night, but they'd come on after like kids were supposed to be to bed.
Yeah. See, honey, when we were young, we watched them
after school or after Saturday school? Morning.
Yeah, well, yeah. I remember Saturday mornings as well.
Or morning before
but
school.
But then Animaniacs came out, and all shit went to hell. Ren and Stimpy, Animaniacs. Yep.
Well, cable.
That's what I was watching in the morning.
Beavis and Butthead, that type of stuff became...
But I still watched Wacky Races, shit like that.
Yeah, that was good shit.
You know, the
Am I the only one that I was... Yeah, no.
See, why do the Jetsons get no love?
They're cool. All
the
right.
Jetsons Flintstone crossover?
Weren't
that
they,
was bad.
Those were always the best.
Weren't
no.
they like
uh-huh.
80s, though?
Those were the best.
Those are not the best.
the
crossover that came in the
No,
year,
those
the
were terrible. Those were terrible.
I'm pretty sure I'm the only one that absolutely loves Woody Woodpecker.
Woody Woodpecker was okay.
It depends on which ones. I liked his later ones. And you could tell right away by the beginning just by, you know.
By the animation of
them.
Yeah,
he totally looked different. And I liked the later ones when I was a kid. I
liked cartoons where they didn't talk.
Like a little more smart
ass. Like Tom and Jerry.
Yeah, Tom and Jerry was great.
Like
yeah.
before they talked, because then all of a sudden they started yelping and saying little things. And that's not what they were supposed to do.
Yeah. Well, yelping?
Well, they would make noises. They were grunting weird things. It wasn't really English.
I don't know. I always remember there's, like, weird cartoons. I don't know. I really don't know how to describe them. I know I've just tried to describe them before to you at the bar. But they're, like, almost watercolory type things.
Yes.
And they're, like... But they're kind of like, Mookalookalooka, do-do-do-do-do, and then I'm here to steal you. And it's like, you know, like a fire guy, like just stealing like a little baby out of a forest, and they're just doing weird shit.
I actually know what he's talking about.
Yeah,
no fucking idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, no, it was before they were solid cells almost. They were water
cells.
Yeah, they're
super old.
Yeah.
Right, but they would show them like they show like that between like a Porky Pig and a whatever.
Wookie, wookie, wookie.
Like that's, those are just like they'd be singing.
That would be their words, but they're not words.
Which what words? What would they say?
Just watch the damn movie. Turn on the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, about the movie. What movie were you watching this week?
Well, I was asleep last time. However, from what I've been told, it was Arachnophobia.
Thank
and it's
you,
what,
Dice.
1990?
Yes,
1990.
Yeah.
Horror comedy, it's called.
I was actually born before this movie.
Yay.
Wow, one in your lifetime.
And wait, he was one. And
not,
actually, no, not even, because it came out on July 18th.
So I was 7 months.
Yes, on the 18th of this month, I actually posted on the DFC's website, and I was like, "Hey, yo, let's hope we can pull this shit together and get it done because today is the day."
Yeah.
We had a friend, Michelle Meekum, who made a comment, and she said, "No, just no." She's afraid of spiders, I'm guessing, by her comment of "no, just no." At least that's what I'm hoping, and it wasn't like she didn't want us doing this anymore.
Spoiler alert, the entire plot to this movie is fucking ridiculous.
You know, it's most of our movies are.
Oh, I'm picking this.
What
I'm
is
picking
it called?
This movie apart.
It's called, it is called a...
Thrillomedy.
Yes, Thrillomedy.
Well, let's get started.
Thank goodness for John Goodman, for the oddity.
So we're pressing play.
The oddity. Press and play, you should be too.
Is it working?
It is now.
Here we are. Opening up on Venezuela.
This was the first, the Hollywood Pictures logo that comes up, that
this
weird...
Their first film ever.
Yeah. What other movies did they do, though? I remember being around for a bit.
Yeah, but nothing too spectacular.
It was that weird blue Egyptian-looking logo.
Yeah.
That comes up that we missed, because it was kept before we paused it. But, opens up, Arachnophobia. I was thinking it was fear of sweaters. I thought about that first. And then I saw the box. I saw a spider on it. So
I thought it was a fear of Muslims.
Fear of Muslims?
Arachnophobia.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
Agoraphobia.
Agoraphobia is the fear of marketplace.
Sweaters. Fear of sweaters.
It's a fear of outside. Yeah. But if you break it down in literal Latin terms, it is the fear of marketplace.
Okay, but what is arachnophobia?
Thank you, medical terminology.
Arachnophobia is the fear of arachnids.
And
which
what is that arachnid?
Spiders.
A spider, a scorpion, stuff like that. I think a shrimp is technically,
is
or a
it
lobster.
Really?
I think shrimp and lobster are technically a raccoon.
I don't think so. Well, I
Google
don't.
Google me, fact check girl.
Oh, God. You guys are so.
Get out of here. I want to hear the clickings.
Come on. I want to hear those Shaniquas.
People love hearing the clickings.
That's our third favorite.
My Shaniquas?
Thing.
Is that what you call them?
Yeah.
Our fans in Australia love to hear that.
And so this guy right here, is that a quaid? The guy in the Dolphins hat?
No, he's not a quaid.
Oh, he looks like a quaid.
Kinda, yeah. He's the best thing I know him from. We're talking about Headley. His name is that him?
Fuck if I know.
I didn't grab his information, but
yeah, he's not a very major character.
Well, what's happening there in the jungle right now? People filled in what's going on. It's like a. What's going on, where the spider's coming from. So they're in the South American jungle, and Julian Sands from Warlock is down here. He's a big scientist, fucking honcho guy. And then there's a photographer guy, which I think his name's Headley.
Headley?
How do I turn the fucking...
Hadley, I think it is. Hadley?
Maybe Bradley?
Hadler?
How do I turn the thing on?
Captions?
I don't know. Yeah, it's...
Oh, you're on a DVD player, so...
Oh, here we go. No, wait.
But anyways, this opening scene where the credits are rolling, this cost them over $10 million. Because this scene right here, where they're all flying and they go in front of the cliffs and shit,
okay,
cost them over $10 million because the director, he thought it had to be authentic. If we're going to say that, you know, this spider is coming from Venezuela, whatever, we got to go there. And it just happened to, like, they could only film up there, like, a couple hours a day at best.
In, like, South America?
Yeah. Sometimes they'd get one take, not like one scene, one take at a scene.
Which, there was
and that
there's
was,
a part,
cost them a shit ton
there's
of money.
A part where I actually looked at Jason and I said, doesn't that look like Niagara Falls? Like when they take everything back and they're, it'll be up here in a minute, but.
It's probably not.
It's
hey,
all you see out of falls.
Who's getting drunk tonight?
You. Is your girlfriend not coming to get you?
Yep.
Whoop, whoop.
Oh, boy. Can you put your Pokemon game away?
I'm texting my girlfriend back.
Oh,
okay,
boy.
I love her.
And she said, fuck you, you're an asshole.
Does she listen?
Basically.
You want to get drunk, you fucking get drunk. I'm not getting in trouble for you.
Is she a subscriber? Is she one of our downloads?
Am I right?
Yes, I make her download it.
Does she listen to it?
No.
I don't either.
She listened the one time she was on here. She just skipped through the episode till she was on.
Oh, yeah, she was on here. Yeah.
Yeah.
We got drunk that night.
Yeah, that was... You weren't here, but...
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
we had a good old drunken night.
See, anytime you guys are gone, we scoop somebody else in.
Yeah.
And it was funny because I actually overheard, and I got mad at him the next day. I was like, there was a girl here. And he was like, yeah, and you're hungover, and you're bitchy, and yeah, it was Justin Time's girlfriend.
Yeah.
I'm like, I heard a girl in my fucking house when I...
What was her name?
But Jared?
From Safa? That's Jake.
That's Jake,
Jake,
yeah.
Jake.
Jared's the guy who diddles little kids.
Venezuela, right. That's where they're at.
Yeah, that's what I said earlier.
That's what I said right now.
Okay, cool.
So anyways, there's a part where they're going through the bug collection, and yeah, it looks like Niagara Falls, actually. So I was like, huh.
And then here they are going through, making these guys carry all the equipment, and he's carrying like some piddly-ass little fucking thing.
I love they have the native dude. You know, yeah. Total,
he's like,
stereotypical,
he's like,
native guy.
I'm not going past here.
I think Marilyn Manson guys look for him. Oh, that part when he says, yeah, as far as I go?
Yeah.
That's total Indiana Jones right
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But Frank Marshall, that dude, he doesn't direct much. This is one of his few fucking
this
movies
was his
he directs.
First film.
They directed.
Yeah.
He's a big-time producer.
Yeah,
though.
Big-time producer, big-time editor. And that, he said
producer.
Something about this movie, he's like, I understand how hard editing is, so I'm going to try to make it, you know, as best I can for them.
He's actually married to Kathleen Kennedy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, still. Yeah, they've been married but since, like, the 80s.
Good for him. Married to Kennedy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they worked together on a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
She's always worked with Spielberg, and he worked with Spielberg. I think that's where they kind of hooked up.
Yeah.
But Kennedy's, she's now...
Spielberg's the matchmaker.
Now she's at Lucasfilm taking over that shit. And,
oh, is she?
Yeah, damn. She's the one who's kind of running the show over there now. So, and they're doing pretty good. But Frank Marshall, he produced Raiders of Lost Ark.
Still after Disney took him over?
Yeah, yeah, she kind of went with him, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Kind of that kind of thing. But Frank Marshall is responsible for helping out on Raiders of Lost Ark, Poltergeist, Gremlins, Back to the Future trilogy.
Yeah.
The Goonies, Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, Interspace. And then lately he did
Interspace?
Well, he's a producer, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
He only directed
a few films.
So.
I love that movie.
But I guess, what does a producer do, actually?
This is where the guy says, I'm not going.
Happen. Yeah,
Justin,
yeah. They kind of get the idea. They hear about the idea and say, yes, let's make a movie about that.
Justin, this is the part where the guy's like, this is as far as I'm going. Y'all keep going that way.
Yeah.
Just keep following.
He's like, y'all are dumb.
That's totally what's happened to Indiana Jones. Which one was it?
Temple of Doom.
Was it Temple of Doom?
It was Temple of Doom.
Oh, we walked from here.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, they see that.
I know my IJ.
Yeah.
So I haven't watched those movies in like 5 years.
I know, it's been a while. I tried to make her watch Raiders Lost Ark once.
Well,
she wouldn't watch it.
I was tired and I was drunk.
Yeah.
No, it was like in the afternoon.
Oh, I was tired and I was drunk?
So he's talking about how the air temperature just dropped like 10 degrees and 700 meters, or 70 meters or something.
10 meters.
10 meters or whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah, it was like a really short time.
Yeah, and that's like nothing. So
they're coming down into spider territory? Is that what's going on?
They're going into a cold area. Divot.
Spoiler alert, this movie's about spiders, right?
What? I thought it was about possums.
And there's a lot of going to be spiders in here. People are going to die from spiders.
I thought it was about platypus.
But,
and is it Manly? Is that his last name, Manly?
I think it's Manly, yeah, maybe.
M-A-N-L-E-Y, whatever. Yeah, Manly.
The only thing I remember him from is he was in a Seinfeld episode. He was in the one where...
Tell me he doesn't look like a Quaid, though.
Kind of, yeah. Okay, he's in the one where they go out to the Hamptons to see the baby.
That guy's...
He's the baby's daddy.
That guy?
He's in a couple different things. He looks like blackface Pauly Shore.
Who?
Yes.
The guy with the Jerry curl that was just telling him, you're too big to carry out.
Oh, yeah.
He actually was not credited in the movie.
Who, Jerry curl?
Yes. His name is Juan Fernandez. He was not credited in this movie.
I know he's in other shit.
He is actually a scary man in quite a few things. He's kind of the monster, or the one that will help you through the monster movie. But yeah, he is. He's in quite a few
things.
Isn't
he in like Lake Placid or one of those giant crocodile movies?
Yeah. I swear, I remember, or maybe it's one of the Python movies or something.
That's where I remember seeing him like hacking away stuff.
I have no idea who that guy is.
Well, you suck.
Sorry.
That's why you're not the fact check girl.
Yeah.
Okay, fact check girl.
I had to stop and say fact.
But anyway, so they're setting up all these things, these giant upside down cone looking things. With little jars at the bottom.
They're trying to catch spiders, huh?
Well, they're trying to catch butterflies. Anything, really.
Specifically.
Okay.
Well, you hear him talking earlier. They're specifically after butterflies.
Because they turn into spiders, right?
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're wrong.
Okay. No, and then, you know, he's pumping. What do you guys think this is?
I figured it was a gas.
Oh, that'd be something.
It's
like
CO2.
A fogger.
He's freezing them.
Oh. I assumed it was like a fogger, like when you go out in your backyard and you fog so that the bugs don't come in. But I thought maybe they had a chemistry way of making them kind of...
Just happened while I was watching it earlier today, you know, ended up deep
Googled
in the
it.
Thread,
yeah,
and
yeah.
I got somewhere down the line, and they're like, yeah, well, actually, scientists actually do that. They go in the Amazon, they release a bunch of carbon dioxide, or whatever the fuck CO2 is, carbon dioxide, yeah. And you know, it actually, you know, it'll freeze them, and they'll drop down.
Right.
I don't know anything about the cones or anything like that, if that's true.
If that's how they catch them?
Yeah, but... They said they'll do that, and then they'll come back to life after that in real life.
Well, unless they pin them to something.
Yeah, they'll unfreeze if they leave them alone. Because it's such a rapid freeze. It's like cryogenically freezing them for a couple of minutes.
Like that Sylvester Stallone Wesley Snipes movie? Where they're frozen. Demolition Man?
Yeah.
You like that?
I was like, oh, fuck, what is it?
That's some dumbass title.
Yeah.
You know that Juan Fernandez?
No, I didn't mind that one. Running Man wasn't bad either.
Just in time, you might find this interesting. Do you know that Juan Fernandez was actually Miguel in Crocodile Dundee 2?
Dope. See, I told you I knew him.
He was.
That's probably where he's hacking through some
He
shit.
Was in a lot of things.
Wasn't part two Cranky in the City?
I don't
know. No.
Didn't he go back to... Didn't he go to the...
No, that's... he went to L.A. in the second one. He went to New York in the first one.
Gotcha, yeah.
And then the third one is his family moving to Hollywood.
There's a third one?
Yeah.
Wow, that's Hollywood, huh?
Yep.
So
Paul Hogan.
So it wasn't biographical then.
Huh?
It wasn't biographical.
Well, hey, the guy might have lived a cool life.
Well, he's still alive, isn't he?
Paul Hogan?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know about Crocodile Dundee.
Oh, is he still alive?
The guy that the movies are based on.
Oh.
So my favorite scene is when he sees some guy doing coke at a party, and he's like, what's that guy doing?
Oh, yeah.
And the chick's like, oh, he's got a
getting
thing.
High. He's getting high. Yeah.
No, she says he's got a thing. He's not feeling well. And he's like, okay. And he puts a pot of water on the stove, boils it, takes all the dude's coke, throws it in the water, and he's like, here, try it like this, mate.
Put a towel over his head.
Yeah, because he's like, he thinks he's going to help his sinuses with it.
Did that work?
Huh? Well, I'm assuming they have some sort of medicine like that.
No, you think coke would work? You boiled it?
No.
So this is where they actually I'm sorry, on what?
Boiling coke. Does that work at all? Cocaine?
I don't know.
Will it get you high? Well, after you boil it down, if you add the right stuff,
as an ex-bartender, I found it more interesting to spray WD-40 on the back of the toilet tanks before people came in during my shift. And those fuckers would leave very quickly because they'd go into the bathroom, they'd put their coke down, and it would disintegrate.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would just smile, and they'd be like, no, okay, bye,
okay,
as they left. Because I really just didn't have time.
I do that at the bars I work at.
I just didn't have time for people like that. Why would I want somebody to be all geeked up going, get another beer? No, but, and then they get angry.
But we were talking about the scene from Crocodile Dundee.
I don't know. I don't watch Crocodile Dundee.
You never saw Crocodile Dundee?
No.
Maybe. Okay. Maybe someone should pick that movie.
I watched one.
Mm. Anyways, so they're looking at the new spider and
one.
Shit.
Oh, I didn't remember that.
Yeah, right. He's about to explain like half the plot of the movie. So
right.
These spiders are apparently clones. They don't have any actual reproductive organs. They just have poison sacs.
And Manly says, I'd hate to see the general.
Yeah.
And that other jerk.
Little does he know that it's already in his backpack.
Yeah, you know what? A lot of these movies that start out, like, somewhere, you know, far away.
Yeah.
And, like, a little prelude kind of thing. Unnecessary.
Yeah.
We don't need that, because a spider jumps into a fucking box.
But this was back in the 80s.
This is the whole thing. This is the 90s.
Sorry.
But this is the whole thing with this movie. If you're not going to even try to establish that, like, the spider has sentience, why the fuck does he crawl in the box? Why the fuck does he get himself shipped somewhere?
He's like that Jaws movie where the Jaws swims down.
But then
Jaws 4.
Well, he swims down to Florida and tracks follows the family.
But then they explain everything, too.
What the fuck is that?
Gentlemen. I got attention on that shit.
How it's all happenstance? It's the perfect set of circumstances.
Well, by the end of it, when Chris goes to town, he's like, oh, it must have made it with a normal house spider, and she put the spider out there. You know what I mean? So, it goes through all that eventually. But this part here, he's laying down, he's sick, and he feels something crawling up his leg, and he has he's like, ugh. Let's be fucking serious.
This is great. This is a great death, though.
This is where he looks the most like a Quaid.
This is a great death. I laughed first time I saw this, too. I laughed the second time.
But
it's a little overacting.
Think about it. If you're laying out in a jungle somewhere, guys.
I guess that's how you would look, too, here.
Oh, I'd have been wrapped up tight. You ain't nothing getting in
right,
near me.
Right, but you see his face. He's like, oh. He, like, sighs and does the UGH.
That was before
he lifted up and he was like, what the fuck? And then he got all mad about it.
Well, and then the blood drips from the mouth, which means you're dead. In movies, that means you're dead. You didn't get punched.
Yeah.
And blood comes out of your mouth?
You're dead.
Julian Sands.
Or nose. Or nose.
Julian Sands is the guy who plays Dr. James.
Any orifice. Or eye, even.
Etherton.
Unless you're that bad guy from that James Bond movie. Casino Royale.
Okay.
Anyways, yes, Daniel.
He plays Dr. James Etherton, and he is just that arrogant little fuck.
Fucking Swede.
That
we don't finish that sentence completely different.
I couldn't finish it because I date somebody who's Swedish.
No, Julian Sands, the fucking. Hey, fuck you.
Okay.
They're kind of bitchy people in general.
The fucking dick.
And then you mix that with Italian, oh my god.
We're not bitchy, we're just perfect.
Ugh.
The thieves is what you are.
Do everything right, that's all.
And God forbid if you point it out to them that they're wrong, then you're a dick, by the way.
No, it just never happens.
Make sure and flip your cigarette around before you put it in your face.
Yeah.
Flip it around before I put it in your face.
Oh, look at that. Now he's a 2-year-old Swede.
Is there a difference between that and an adult?
Nah, not much.
Hey-o.
Hey, you can tell Swede, but you can't tell
so
him
this
much.
Was another one of those scenes that was in that $10 million. By the way, they said the expansive bridge scene.
Okay.
I got deep in Wikipedia on this movie earlier.
It was
kind of weird.
When
I didn't find a whole lot on this movie, though.
There's a whole mental floss article about him.
I didn't read that. Yeah.
Yeah.
When I watched this the first time, I thought it was Jeff Daniels' family. And then I realized it was the hearse bringing Manly home, and you see the welcome to sign, and you see, you know, I didn't, at first I was like, oh, isn't that when the family was pulling up? Yeah, I didn't catch that the first time.
I caught it.
Oh, we didn't even talk about our history at the movie.
Watching it for this was my first time ever watching it.
Me too.
I'd always been like,
whatever.
I ain't gonna watch that.
I've seen it. I didn't remember much. Like I told Jason as we watched it, I'm like, oh my God, he says rock and roll here, and oh my God, I remember certain parts.
I'm sure my dad had it on once or twice when I was a kid, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't remember this. I never saw it. I remember what came out, but I never saw it. I was 17, turning 17 summer 1990, so I was
in 7th grade.
I was not going to movies.
I was
not 17, were you really?
Summer I turned
17. In 1990, I was in 7th grade.
I was 16 turning 17, so I was not...
I was 12.
I was spending my money on
cigarettes.
You're not cigarettes.
That old,
16
compared
turning
to me.
17.
Compared to me?
Music.
Yeah.
I didn't think you were that old.
The top movies, I could go through... I got a whole thing about the summer of 1990. We can go into that if we need to.
Oh, yeah, there's a bunch about that.
Yeah.
I could tell you about my summer of 1990.
I could tell you the number
you got
one...
a bad reputation that year.
Number one movie is Home Alone. Number one was Home Alone. Number two was Ghost.
Hey, guys. Apparently, I bought this movie.
And rented it, or just bought it?
Maybe both. I don't fucking know. Yeah. Fuck, Jordan just texted me and told me, you know you bought the movie, right?
Well,
the best part is that...
try to rent it on Amazon.
This is what I want to do with my life,
Justin
is be a mortician. And yet, if this should happen to me, and he opened that up, I don't know how many days. That's a bad thing. They didn't say how many days it was before the body left Venezuela and got there.
He said something, I have it in my notes.
But it's fucked up, though.
He's like, I don't know about their preservation methods.
Right.
They're different than ours.
But
a body's just going to come back mummified. Fucking.
That's the thing. Like, you look at it, and I'm going
to
shit
it's
myself
hard to look
if that
at,
ever happens.
Yeah, if any of you guys look like that, sorry, I ain't coming to the funeral.
Well, no, I mean, wanting to go to school to be a mortician.
Oh, yeah.
That's not something you want to open up a casket to fucking see, dude.
Well, it's not a lot of work. Can't do nothing to it. So it's like, okay. It's already drained.
It's still fucked up.
Well, yeah. You guys need one? So you can say something.
Sure, why not?
Sure, yeah, I need one. I think we always need one, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what my pick's going to be now.
Okay. Hey, while you're up, you want to grab shots?
Okay.
All right, Danielle.
We got
Jeff Daniels and
here's Jeff
and
Daniels.
Haley the sucks a dick. What's her name?
I don't know, but she didn't do shit, so I...
Yeah, I was going to say, she's got some weird name, but...
I just call her the wife.
Yeah. Okay, we'll go with that.
Yeah.
Harley Jane.
Because she's never done anything else.
Something
think.
Like that, yeah.
If I pull you up and you're known for... this movie?
But this one's dead. Yeah, if this is the movie you're known for, then...
Yeah, I'm like, oh, okay. But, Jeff Daniels, I always liked that dude.
Jeff Daniels, I like him.
Yeah, I haven't seen him I remember him in Speed.
Speed, yeah.
Speed was awesome. And
Speed was good.
Actually, I guess before this, he was nominated for a couple Golden Globes for movies I never watched and didn't care about. For Purple Rose of Cairo in 1985.
I never heard about it. I know he did a lot of super serious dramatic
and
shit.
Something Wild in 1986.
Which
he was nominated for Golden Globes.
That's why a couple years from when this movie came out, when he did Dumb and Dumber, that was a big thing because he's never done anything like that.
That's cool. He did different things. He tries to.
Hey, you want to try all kinds of shit? Try all kinds of shit.
And then he does that. And then he also comes back and does The Newsroom. You know, you seen that meme? there's that meme going around, that video thing of the clip, which is an awesome clip of how he talks about how America's not number one.
And how it's not the best anymore,
yeah,
that it used to be.
Yeah.
It used to be the best in the world, and this is why it's not.
Yeah.
And when he snapped off on, like, I think it was college students, like, that was the whole gist of it, was college students said, why do you think that we are number one? And he's like, we're not, and this is why. I thought that was the best. Like, every time I see it, I'm like, I have to play this. Like, I have to share, because it hits too close to home.
Yeah.
You know? He's right. We used to be the superpower. We used to be the super id, and now we're not. And a lot of people look at us as, well, we're a fucking joke. Well, if we would pull our shit together, people.
But we're missing right here where they show his arachnophobia.
Oh, yeah.
He had to go get his wife to help out.
Yeah, his wife to help out.
Hey, look, there's shots, guys.
Hold on one second. Wait. Hold on. Talk about the movie again. Talk about Jeff Daniels.
Okay, Jeff Daniels, he's
you can obviously
being a
see
pussy.
That he's scared.
Yeah.
He's
like, I don't want anything to do with that. And they go put this in the barn, and we just missed the crow.
And you can see where he's far enough back.
We just missed the crow drop the big spider that
and drop dead. Literally. Drop dead with the big spider in its mouth.
And it dropped him right next to the barn or whatever, or on the roof of the barn or some shit. And the spider, that thing they call him the general throughout the movie, right?
Yeah.
Well, in on the actual production, they call them something else.
My question's for Will McAvoy. Do you consider yourself
playing it?
Republican or independent?
I consider
Shots,
myself
guys?
A New York Jets
Shots?
Fan, Steven. Since it's been brought up, you've almost religiously avoided stating or even implying a political allegiance. Is that because, as a news anchor, you feel the integrity of your broadcast would be compromised?
That sounds like a good answer. I'll take it.
There was a short piece on Vanity Fair's website by Marshall Westbrook. You probably saw it, where he calls you the Jay Leno of news anchors. You're popular because you don't bother anyone.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Jealous of the size of Jay's audience.
Are you willing to say here tonight whether you lean right or left?
I voted for candidates run by...
I do like the parallels where he's fucking his wife and then the spider from Venezuela is about to be fucking the spider from the house.
Oh, yeah.
But even if you watch when they're like about to fuck, you can see another big spider in the back room.
You know what I mean? Can you say why America is the greatest country in the world?
Diversity and opportunity.
Lewis?
Freedom and freedom. So let's keep it that way.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
The New York Jets.
No, I'm going to hold you to an answer on that. What makes America the greatest country
like
in the
world? Like I said, freedom and freedom, and that's okay?
Yeah. I can't say
the
Jets.
Lewis and Sharon said it. Diversity and opportunity and freedom and freedom.
Well, this is where Jeff Daniels finds out that he moved to this small podunk town for no fucking reason because the guy's not retiring.
I'm not letting you go back to the airport without answering the question.
All right. So we need to listen to this, huh?
No, you know what? Play this out.
At this point, yeah, play it out. I'm just going to keep us in time.
It's the doctor.
Yeah.
I was saying you should play this.
Goes on longer than needs to.
Play this as we leave.
Was a genius.
Play it at the end. Stop it here and play it at the end.
All right.
It'll work.
Whatever.
All right. That'll work, yes.
This is where Jeff Daniels realized.
He's about to meet, he just found out that the doctor's not going to retire, so he's got to open up either his own practice in town.
A dick move, huh?
Yeah.
What a dick move.
He's like, we talked about it 4 months ago or 5 months ago.
Yeah, he was all planned up. Like, the wife was bitching. She said, you bought a house. We're ready to go. You got an office. You're all set. And you have no patience.
This is what we want for our kids. We want to move them to a small town. We want to get them out of the big city.
You know what,
and
that doctor...
I get here and you fucking pull the rug out from under me?
Yeah, that's a dick move.
I probably would have punched him in his fucking mouth.
It can't happen, though.
You can work at fucking Walmart or something, you know? I mean, you do something with
his
time.
His wife was a stockbroker who fucking made bank, which I thought she was like a psychiatrist because, like when you watch throughout, she's totally naming...
Therapy,
she's totally naming their ways. And this little old lady, I love that little bitch.
Yeah.
She's in something else, too.
Margaret?
I don't remember her. I don't remember anything else. I know the other one.
She
the wife,
familiar.
She was in Happy Gilmore.
We'll see her later on. But, his grandma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this chick, yeah, she's cool. She just rips up the ticket, says, you know. Yeah.
Fuck that cop.
And
Lewis
Lloyd.
Is a dickhead.
You were a dick when you were 6 years old or whatever. Yeah.
I should know better. I'm the one who held you back in fifth grade.
His name is Stuart Pankin, Lloyd. Sheriff Lloyd Parsons. But I don't...
He's been in a lot of little stupid stuff.
Here's my thing.
He looks familiar.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember what, but...
With her, I couldn't find her in a whole lot of things. I couldn't... But I thought she looked very familiar.
Yeah.
Margaret, and I couldn't remember her last name on here, Margaret Hollins. Mary Carver is her real name.
Okay.
And she was born in 1924.
Margaret?
Yeah, I was glad
to see you. Well, spoiler, she goes first. But.
Last thing I saw her in was, or that I see on here, that I've seen, I'm like,
That you've heard of?
Yeah. She was apparently in ER.
Okay.
In 2002. I don't remember
like
that
one
episode. Yeah,
like,
I don't remember that Next of Kin episode.
Okay.
She was on Star Trek Enterprise.
That's probably where I
In 2001, she was Nadette.
One episode or more than one?
One episode.
Oh, that could be anything then. Yeah.
But
some of them more than one episode.
Yeah.
Is
Simon and Simon. 95.
I remember Simon and Simon. That was 95.
It says 1995. Simon and Simon in Trouble Again, TV movie.
Oh, it's probably a comeback.
So I don't remember her in a lot. I mean, like, I'm looking at old stuff. Simon and Simon TV series, she was in those.
Oh, okay.
She was definitely 153 more episodes after the 20 that was named here.
Oh, wow.
So she was in a good chunk of that shit.
Okay. I recognize her from her one episode of Star Trek Enterprise.
She's still alive?
I watched that.
It doesn't have a death date, so I'm going to go with yes.
All right, good for her.
Keep kicking.
Oh, nope. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Dead. She died October 18th, 2013.
Oh, okay. Well,
she had a good run.
Yeah. She
was 89. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. Holy shit. Good
Warm
run, Margaret.
Nuts, guy.
Yeah. She avoided the spiders. She learned. She learned while being on the show. But
Stuart Packen, he was on quite a few things.
The sheriff guy or the cop?
Yeah, sheriff guy. He was in Striptease. He was in Fatal Attraction. He was in... Oh, he is the Principal Yancey at Girl Meets World on the new TV series. Yeah.
Oh, the new one?
Yeah, the new one.
So he's got a job still, huh?
Yeah.
Good for him.
But you know what? And I remember him. He has a lot of little parts. Now that I'm seeing these movies, I'm like, I remember that. Like, he's in movies I've seen.
Yeah, you need a dopey fat guy to play a part? Yeah.
Yeah.
He was in Dharma and Greg.
Hire him up.
Yeah.
He's in Dharma and Greg. I don't know if you've ever watched that TV show.
Power Bottom.
It was a really good one. I liked that one. He was in Superman in 99. He was in
Superman 99.
The TV series. He was in Godzilla,
which TV series?
Superman TV series. He was
the one
Dr.
with, what's his name?
Lois and Clark?
Superman TV series. 99? Was that Lois and Clark?
Is that an animated one? It would be a cartoon. It would be a voice thing.
No, what was the...
It was a voice.
What was his name?
Cartoon thing.
I mean, hold on.
Yeah. What was what?
What was the actor in Lois and Clark's name that played...
I can put
the
a picture
The hot guy?
On. Yeah,
Why
the
do
hot
I not
guy.
Remember his fucking name?
He has like two first names, I think, doesn't
he? Yeah, so he's got like a weird name.
No, it's not that weird. It's just...
It's
like Hugh Grant. It's like two first names.
Okay, who's the guy who played Hercules on TV?
Hercules?
Oh, it's fucking trivia?
What the fuck? No, right? I just saw that because he's got a weird name too.
We're on one. Don't forget about another one, asshole.
Jesus Christ.
I remember Xena.
No, I need to know both.
Oh, man. Be careful on the computer. Googling you're recording that.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I guess I shouldn't.
Let our fact check girl. Yeah. So now we're on.
What are these people's names? This segment brought to you by alcohol.
The wife is in the garage, and she's finding the spider webs.
Taking pictures.
And she finds these crazy-looking spider webs. Huge.
Those are big.
So here's the thing.
That would freak me out. I'd be like,
There's
this isn't
a
barn spider.
Yeah.
If I saw something that big, I literally, when I saw that spider web, I looked at Jason, I was like, burn that shit. And here's the thing. I kill spiders in the house. If you're outside, I don't give a fuck. I blow you away, I push you off, that's great.
Yeah.
If you're in my fucking house, dude, you're in my zone.
If you're in my house,
no.
I fuck you up. If I'm in your house, I leave you alone.
And so Jason thinks it's
that's how I,
horrible
that's how I deal
that I'll see a spider and I will walk over, I'll grab a shoe off the floor, and I will walk back to the spider and I will kill it.
I got one that hangs on the wall above our bed.
No, he named it. He fucking named it just in time.
He's way up on the ceiling up there hanging out.
Yeah, above my face.
Catching bugs. Hey, fine.
Are you going to Google these people's names?
I'm sorry, what are we doing?
Well, first do the Hercules guy, because that's
going
to bug me.
No, we'll first, we'll get on.
Dean Cain.
Dean Cain, yes.
Kane.
I was going to say, the other one will come to me.
But
and you said Hercules?
It's like, he's got three names.
Armando, Alfonso, Garanzo.
You're not far off.
I am way far off. I don't think it's three names either.
All right, let's see.
But I was wrong.
I'm pretty sure. Kevin Sorbo.
There you go,
Kevin Sorbo.
Yep, I did it. I got it. Don't
yeah,
worry,
without
fact
looking,
check girl.
Yeah. Good job.
It's in here somewhere.
Somewhere.
It's all in here.
Yeah, you lost it last time you played Pokemon Go.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you lost it.
I'm just bringing up information that I've had back in the brain for 10 years.
It gets shuffled back in there.
Yeah.
I'm still on this Stuart Packin guy. He was in quite a few fucking movies.
Which one?
Wasn't he in the Yogi Bear movie that
Which
came out?
Which one's Stuart Packin? The cop?
He's a cop.
The cop,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's in a lot of TV shows.
I really wanted
a lot
him
of
to
movies.
Die. He didn't.
You know what was better than dying? The fact that the little fat fuck who always wants to write a goddamn ticket to people was eating Chex Mix, and then he reached in and grabbed a dead spider. Fuck you, you little bitch.
Should have
been
that a live
spider. Like, that was, no, because then he would die. This is going to torment him. He'll never reach in another fucking cereal box again. That's that.
Arachnophobia too. Sheriff lost 30
Control.
Pounds. Yeah. No, I lost 30 pounds. Yeah.
This guy was in Chips,
well, no,
dude.
And then this is the scene that pissed me off about this movie, and I decided to pick it apart from here on out.
Oh, yeah?
They had the perfect opportunity to say arachnophobia coming up. And they do not say it.
Oh, this is when he talks about his big fear when he's 2 years old.
They go out of their way to say
it. It touched my bare leg. I was wearing just a diaper. All my limbs froze.
Yeah,
froze.
Yeah, he's talking about, he remembers this from when he's 2 years old
yeah.
and he's in a crib. You guys have children. Were your children in cribs at two?
No, my daughter wasn't. But some people's children are.
Okay. I was going to say, that seemed a little long, but.
Mine wasn't.
That's right on the cusp.
Okay. Yeah.
The
right,
first
right.
day that my daughter stood up, looked over, and said, it like picked up the.
Well, they could stand up and climb out of it. Time to get them out.
Yeah.
My daughter's a weird kid. I believed my daughter was an alien until she was like five. She stood up in her crib at 2 years old. She reached over and grabbed the little, what do you call it?
Mobile?
The baby monitor.
Oh, okay.
The baby monitor. She picked it up.
The carousel.
The monitor. And she put it to her face and she goes, Mama, I awake. And I walked into her bedroom, and I looked over at her, and she had it in her hand, and she went, I was like, this redhead fucking devil is serious. And I gave her a toddler bed, and I was like, please don't kill me when you go to bed. I love you. Children scare the shit out of me. I'm not going to lie to you.
Well, we just missed the part. They're talking about how he is arachnophobic, and he's like,
yes.
I'm arachna scared of spiders
or
something. And then, she's like, no, you're an arachnophobe. You can't just fucking say arachnophobia and give me the pleasure I want of saying the goddamn title.
But that's,
would you like to hear the title in the movie?
Yeah, that's my favorite part of the movie.
That's why I wasn't sure what she
that's
was.
That's why Taken 2 is the worst movie on the planet.
That's why I wasn't
sure.
Times,
well, she's been taken too.
I wasn't sure what her deal was in this movie. Like, I thought she was a psychiatrist. I thought she was a psychiatrist. At the point where he came home and he's like, yeah, he didn't give me the practice. She's like, I can call some of my patients and I can have them call me again and blah, blah, blah. I was like, so she's a psychiatrist. And then halfway through when he like does the party for himself because the Margaret lady plans it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he is like, I don't know. I tell people, you know, somebody's like, how do you get away with your wife being, and he's like, I tell them that my wife's a stockbroker.
Yeah.
And then the guy asked her a question, and I was like, wait, is she a stockbroker or a psychiatrist? Because this part here where she analyzes everything about them.
That might have been the part of the Amity in Thrill
yeah.
Amity.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, well, I tell him my wife's an established stockbroker.
Yeah.
And I'm out of here.
Right there, did you see? Not only did the mouse fall out, it was like a rat.
Hold on,
it was a butterfly.
If you back it up like three frames, you can see at least two large spiders. Like two full grown
yep.
spiders.
Yeah.
Like that are the size of the general, I guess we're gonna call him
okay.
for the duration.
The queen?
But they're like the, well he's like the alpha male.
Okay, all right. So like, general, okay.
So he
general
so he,
and
he
the
fucks
queen.
That little ass barn spider.
That's where they were that's where they were like petting each other.
Yeah.
And for that part though.
Yeah, well, they showed him pet.
You missed
they
it.
But they don't though. Show him like fuck.
Yeah, that's too bad.
But no, but then so in a month's time at
I
least
hope they'll pick up your fuck part.
So he bred at least one large spider, almost his size, just smaller. And then you'll see later on, like, there's another one, well, I think they actually just showed it, that's convulsing with egg sacs. That's a whole other spider. Inside a month? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? They can grow,
but
no.
But spiders can.
What's the timeline on
but
this?
But spiders
it
can.
Was 1 month between
it
when they showed
month,
up
yeah.
and, yeah.
Because Margaret
the,
said...
No, I can believe giving birth, but it's not going to get that big.
At the beginning, Margaret said...
Okay,
he when
got, you remember,
girl,
you got to remember, girl. He's crossbreeding a whole
I'm
new
sorry,
species.
Sorry, but he's yelling at me.
Sorry. But the large...
I get it. I
the
get
large
it.
Venezuelan spider is he's crossbreeding a whole new species. That's not going to happen
right.
overnight.
No, he didn't. But if you remember when it happened, his first night in the practice or whatever, and Margaret came to him... and said, you now have one patient. And then she said to him, in a few weeks, when the breeze kicks up and the heat goes down,
yeah,
we'll throw you a party.
So
for
a
us,
later,
it's the
then.
Next day. For this, it could be a month.
So this is
well,
like,
I'm still saying a month, but that's still that's not a long enough time for that to happen.
Spiders can shed their fucking skin once a week.
Okay.
Yeah, but how long is the gestation period for a spider?
Yeah.
You know... That
yeah.
one's a good
and,
question
and
on that.
And
I don't
what happens
know
when
that.
A,
I can get
a spider this big,
a month, baby.
A
I get
spider
a month.
This big.
But here's the thing, guys. Here's the here's
and,
the thing.
And, but then you have to remember that the ones that are popping up later, that's at least second gen, because there's the other two larger spiders.
But here's the thing: it takes 4 weeks for a spider to hatch, and it doesn't matter because this is a new species. They have never crossed this ship before.
Maybe the first one cloned itself a few times.
No! Jesus Christ.
Hey.
Scientifically. Scientifically, even if you think about it, it could happen. It really could happen. Because you have your general, he mates with another, a domestic house spider.
I'm saying it's possible, but it's the absolute most...
That's what it was called, a domestic spider.
A house spider.
Like a pet.
It's a house spider. So then,
oh, the barn
then,
spider.
Then they
yeah.
have then they have this web of domestic spiders that are crossbred. So they're half and half. Well, with that, you get one female. And on that one female, she's the one that can spawn and reproduce. Everything else has no sex organs. So they're just out there supposed to be bringing food back to her
yeah.
so that she can do it. My thing is when you watch towards the end, her web's in a different place than the general's web was.
Yeah.
So, like, the general's over here, and she's over here. So, here's the part where he says, my wife's a thing.
Stockbroker.
And, by the way, look at her. Do you remember who she is? Who Irv's wife is?
The chick from Poltergeist.
She's from Drew Carey's show. She's Mimi with the
oh.
fucked up makeup, but she ain't got no makeup on. Yes,
I thought
it was
she looked
Mimi.
Like the chick from Polter, the old lady.
No, she was Mimi. So yeah, but yeah. So I mean, technically, the whole spider thing could have happened. That was Mimi.
Yeah, you missed
Mimi. Irv's wife, right there, Irv's wife. But yeah, technically, the whole thing could have actually happened.
I mean, like I said, it's just.
And you have to remember,
it's the absolute
they
most
don't
perfect
know.
Of storms.
They don't know because this is a new breed of spider, a new species. They don't know. So, it's that.
I'll give you that. I think it's
dead.
Ridiculous. Yeah, and the cat gets lucky as fuck.
I thought the cat was dead.
Me too.
Where's he
I
going?
Thought the cat was dead all day.
I gotta pee. Why is he gone?
Well, he's doing something real quick. He's puking or something.
He's gonna go in the bathroom and piss too? What the hell?
I don't know what he's doing.
Okay.
Well,
I watched this part and all I thought was, oh, don't kill the kitty.
Yeah.
And I don't even like cats. But all I thought was, don't kill the kitty.
Yeah, I thought the cat was dead.
Apparently they had to ship these spiders in from New Zealand, and it was like a crazy big fiasco to get them into, like, into the States.
The spiders?
Yeah. Like, initially, like, they had to pay, like, a huge thing, like, you
make sure that they're not really deadly. Yeah. Make sure,
they had to do the carbon dioxide freezing thing we talked about earlier with them when they actually shipped them.
I don't blame them. I mean, anytime that you bring your pet somewhere, they have to be quarantined for so long. They have to have so many of their shots. I watch a lot of like House Hunters International,
mm-hmm.
and when people move down to Venezuela, they do that. They're like, well, I wanted my dog here, but my dog's not here yet. It took 3 months to get my dog here. And I'm like, what the fuck? Well, because they do, like, how we do rabies and injections like that. They do their version of what they might get down there from bugs or whatever. Like,
I'm sure, it differs region to region.
Yeah.
The small spiders used in the film are Avondale spiders. Delina canceritus, a harmless species from New Zealand that were provided by Landcare Research in Auckland. I'm assuming that's in New Zealand. Despite their fierce appearance, the spider is a docile member of the crab spider family and are, in fact, harmless to humans. They were not allowed back in New Zealand for quarantine reasons. The giant spider...
Probably.
The giant spider used in the film was a species of bird-eating tarantula, which attains an 8-inch lifespan or more.
Oh, the big guy at the end?
Those types of tarantula are... Well, that's the general.
Okay.
Are not easy to handle.
They're called bird tarantulas, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and actually, whenever you see, like, any of the, you can kind of tell since it's from 1990, but the animatronic scenes that are the big spider.
Oh, yeah, if you don't see the whole thing.
The fake spider is actually built by Jamie Heineman, the guy from Mythbusters.
The guy
that looks like the seal.
The dark-haired guy that wears the beret, or the...
The dark-haired guy with the beret, yeah.
Okay, the beret guy, yeah. That's what I thought it was.
The other guy is
Bray
Adam
or
Savage.
The ginger, that's what I say.
Adam Savage is the ginger.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's a neat little fact.
Yeah.
So what did he make?
He made the fake spider.
Cool. It's hard to tell. I mean, when you don't see the whole thing, you know it's fucking not real, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But when you see them actually moving, it's
they had an actual spider.
That's the bird tarantula.
Daniels.
Yeah, most of them are real.
Jeff Daniels didn't like the big spider. He was okay with the little spiders. He's like, the big one freaks me out.
And, I don't doubt it.
I'll bring it back up at the end because you can see it in the end where he's like they're using the actual spider.
I know you can.
Well, that's
see
when
it.
Yeah when Justin they have the shot can. Of when he's like crawling up him and it's a shot of him and the reflection of the spider's eye and shit. That's
you see
obviously.
This? Nah. That's see this one.
That's a big ass
spider.
That's
bigger than a guy. Yeah. He has his hand down next to
a
spider.
Is that
a
big ass spider?
Huge.
Well, there's this one specifically, the bird eating.
This is a giant spider bird eating.
I get the fuck out of the room.
Wasn't there a movie called Big Ass Spider?
Well, they're probably.
I think I saw it on Netflix. Maybe I don't know.
I don't know, but
I would not be surprised.
But in all fairness, I mean, these spiders, like he said, they're not venomous.
Yeah.
They're good spiders.
They grab onto stuff that they're just slightly bigger than and wrap them up and kill them.
And
that's all they can really do harm to.
And that's what I was wondering was, like, are these real spiders that they're working with? And if they are,
they do add prosthetics to him.
Think about the things that if you wanted to be an actor, would you really lay down in a tub of spiders? Like, I would. Can I have some gauze in my ears and some things up my nose so that they don't go into those? And I'll close my eyes and I'll lay there. I don't give a shit. Because spiders don't bother me that way. Spiders bother me in the way of, you know, knowing that they'll kill me.
Yeah.
If it's a black widow, I'm not going to lay in a tube while you stick black widows all over me.
No.
Well, then I don't want one climbing in my shirt when I'm in my bedroom either, you know?
Yeah.
That too.
But yet you let the fucker live in our bedroom. Whatever.
The one that's on the ceiling, yeah.
As long as he kicks it on the ceiling, I'm okay.
But what if when we're sleeping he drops down, goes up your nose?
I'm sleeping.
You're...
That's what that white stuff around your mouth is?
Yours?
Spider poop.
Yours?
It's spider poop.
All the time. He wakes up with this white line around
his mouth. It happens. It's spider poop.
I tell him all the time, I'm like, what is this? And he's like, kiss me. No, I don't want you.
Yeah, it's just spider poop, it's all right. But whatever, I'm cool with spiders, I don't know. Well, they're jumping at me.
I have nothing against spiders, but like I said, if you invade my territory, I'm squashing you.
Can I tell you a quick story?
Just a FYI to all the spiders out there.
Margaret's dead.
Can I tell you a story?
She goes to turn her lamp off and she gets bit.
She was looking at
the
picture of her husband or whoever it was. She was like, "Oh, you've been the life of the party.
You would have had too much to drink and everyone would have loved you."
Yeah.
And Jeff Daniels' character was like, "I want an autopsy," and Metcalf was like, "No."
Yeah, he just took her off some blood pressure shit that she said she didn't need, and now they're blaming her death on that and not.
But
the spider
secretively, bite. Nobody knows yet that they're calling him Dr. Death. Yeah. Nobody knows. Can I share a story of a spider in our house and Jason? And it was actually before I lived here. Where Jason went to, I said, "There's a huge spider here in the bedroom."
What about the wine thing going on?
Apparently,
I wanted to bring up the terrible.
Okay, bye.
We can come back to that real quick. I want to hear the story.
There's no story.
I wanted to touch on the foreshadowing of the wine cellar where he says, "Oh, bring that. Don't tilt the wine box that way.
Sediment.
All the sediment will go back up." He's like, "Keep the box like this and bring it down to the basement."
Oh, the movers?
I mean the cellar.
Yeah.
The wine cellar.
He's trying to be like, "Oh, yeah."
And then it kind of pans out on him a little bit, and he's kind of saying, like, "Wine cellar." And you can tell.
Well, I thought it was bitchy because these guys come walk out of the box, and right inside the box is a bottle of wine just sitting there. It's not wrapped. I'm like, it's not wrapped or anything?
Yeah.
He
had it in, like, the wooden crates with the hay around it.
Yeah, but still, just open it up and pull it right out. There it is right there.
And he's like, "That's like a $167 bottle of wine," or whatever the fuck
you said. That should have been wrapped up in fucking at least tissue paper.
Well, no, it cracks up. The guy's like, "Oh, it's probably pretty tasty then." He's like, "For that price, who could afford to drink it?"
Yeah, of course.
I suck a lot of dick.
John von Goodman.
There he is, the man, the myth, the legend.
Yep, John Goodman, sir. This is early. This is one of his early movies before...
What was he really in before this?
Fucking Roseanne.
That's it, yeah. I was going to say, I don't remember from until... Well, didn't he do the voice for Dinosaurs?
Well, he was in Revenge of the Nerds. In 84, he was the coach, remember?
Who was?
Oh, yeah, he
John
was.
Goodman's on.
He was. We're just getting into John Goodman.
John Goodman.
I want to hear the story about the spider, though. John Goodman shows up later.
John Goodman's right here. He's,
Yeah, so I want to hear the story about the spider. Jason, which one shuts your mic off?
Your mother.
Oh. Hey, Mom, you want to strike him dead? I want to hear about this spider.
There's no spider.
Danielle, let's go.
Can I tell a story, please?
We're watching a movie.
Okay, so anyway.
It's about spiders. So
I was in. I went into the bedroom. I was getting changed or doing something, and I noticed this big spider. And I mean big. He was like the size of a dime. Okay, so like you saw him.
That's small. I was.
He was colorful though.
I have a spider living outside the window of our old recording room. That's fucking probably three times that size.
He wasn't huge. He was big.
He was colorful. He was orange and
he's like
green.
The size of his body was the tip of my first finger, and I have man hands.
He's actually
so kind of
pretty,
that.
I guess.
And
spider.
So I went and I got changed, and I came back out, and I was like, "Honey, there's a spider in the bedroom by the TV. You need to kill it." And he's like, "Why? He ain't done shit to you." "No, you need to kill the fucking spider because spiders aren't allowed in my house."
And this was here?
Yeah.
Before you lived here?
Just before I moved in, yeah.
Okay.
And he is like, it's fine, blah, blah, blah.
Wouldn't buy me none.
So I said...
Live and let live, right?
I said, okay, fine. I went and got a shoe and some paper towel. I was going to get it. And he is like, "Give me that." You know, I was like, no, it's fine. If you're scared too much to fucking do it, it's
fine. Rub spider guts all over the fucking bedroom.
So he grabbed the paper towel from my hand, and he's standing there, so kind of facing the bedroom door, because the TV is towards the door. So he's standing there.
I want to grab it and bring it outside.
And I see him. Standing onto the right side of his body, and he keeps going like this. Like reaching and bringing back, and I'm like, I'm gonna get.
Because it was arching up. I'm like going. Whoop.
It was fine. It was a spider. It was just sitting there.
Up just me, wait. Boy. No, you chesting up at me.
Yeah.
So,
just wait.
So the spider's fucking fine. It's just sitting there. No. And all I keep thinking is he's gonna bring his arm back, and I'm gonna get a fucking black eye and hit the ground, right? Like
Why
he's gonna
were you
elbow
standing
me.
That close?
So that's I left, And I was like, I'm going to go stand over here. And so I went and stood in
the
bathroom.
You were totally flexing at me.
I went and stood in the bathroom doorway.
Yeah,
so
put punk bitches in our place.
Anybody who knows, we have a long hallway. The bedroom's at the end of it. Our bathroom is on the south side, and there's a second bedroom on the north side. And then it goes straight down to
the
living
room.
Anyways, so I am standing in the bathroom doorway, and I'm watching him down the hall, kind of reaching at the spider, and he's jumping back a little bit.
He's flexing at me.
And the spider's not doing shit except sitting there.
Where are you?
So
Wait. Where are you? Stand in the hallway.
Now I'm down
the
hall.
You don't see the spider.
Now I don't want a black eye, so I'm down the hall.
You don't see the spider. You don't see him flexing.
Okay.
Sounds like you do want one, though.
Anyway, well, apparently right now I do.
Yeah.
You see how he's looking at
me? I'm kidding. Don't hit women.
Now. Yeah. Hey,
quick kick on the table.
Sorry.
Well, John Goodman just told me I got bad wood.
So I look, and all of a sudden Jason reaches for something. I don't see what he's reaching at, but I'm assuming
that you
spider
told me
that I told
forcing
him
me to
there.
Kill.
And the spider, quote unquote, jumped at him.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So my boyfriend, this 6 foot, how tall are you, baby?
6 foot two.
8.
Yeah. Come
fuck my dick, you're 6 foot eight.
Oh, I am.
6 foot two.
All right, well,
comes
ladies,
down.
I have a 14-inch penis.
Hey, Mehmet Austin says he's a doctor, so I can say I'm 6 foot
he
eight.
Comes,
hey, well.
He comes running down the hallway screaming, ah! Fucking running.
I don't know what happened.
Because the spider jumped at him.
Oh, yeah. Thought he was in my hair. He was orange and green.
Screaming.
He had long hair?
Longer than it is now.
Well, no fucking shit. This is all the shortest I've ever seen your goddamn hair.
Shortest been long. I recently shaved my head.
Yeah.
So.
He jumps, he screams, he runs down the hall with no paper towel in his hand, by the way, because he dropped it, because it jumped at him. And I'm standing in the hallway, or in the doorway of the bathroom in the hall, and I'm laughing. And I walk down there, and I'm like, where's the spider? And he goes, it jumped at me, fuck you, I'm back to
it. It did, it totally did.
Really?
That fucker was staring right at me the whole time I was looking at him. He was staring right at me.
You can't.
Every time I reached for him, he fucking flexed up, and I went too close, and he fucking jumped right at me.
It did not.
He totally did.
Jason.
I respect him. That's why I fucking leave him alone.
Jason, I have a spider that I respect, and it's the one I brought up earlier. The one that lives outside the fan that is in the room where we used to record when we recorded at my place.
The one that the possum man?
No.
No,
different window. No, that spider, it's about that big all told.
Holy shit, yeah.
It's sort of maybe a sauce plate, I guess. I don't know.
Not that big.
What would you...
40-ounce bottle.
About the roundness of a 40. That's a good... way to go. Good job.
Hey.
That's a good one. No, but it's mostly legs. But, no, one day I went to go kill it, and I sprayed it with bleach, and it just kind of stared at me. And I stared at it, and I was like, well, fucking bleach don't kill you. Fuck this. And I just closed the window. And that was 4 years ago. And that spider's still alive, still kicking in the window.
Like the one, if
he,
you...
He never tries to come in, so I don't ever fuck with him.
Yeah. Anybody else understand what I'm going through when I say there's a spider that lives in my side view mirror?
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
He lives in my side view mirror.
That little spot
behind
it?
Yeah, I have a huge web. Mind,
but bees.
I have a huge web that goes from my side view mirror to my car door, and then when you go to get in, you see it, and then when you start driving, he goes behind your mirror.
Oh yeah, I guess.
And I don't care if you go and you fucking go to the car wash and you drown.
Oh, I have.
They
oh
don't
yeah.
Come out. They don't come out.
Oh no.
They just live there.
Yeah, I've had that happen to me. Exactly the same story where they're living right between your side view mirror and the car.
Yeah.
The little web there. And then I go to the car wash and spray that shit out hard. Like, get the fuck out of here. Go find somewhere else to go.
The entire
down the fucking water spot, motherfucker.
Yep.
And, car dries. Next day, he's fucking back out there. It's gotta be him. It can't be another one, can it?
Yeah.
It's gotta be him.
I don't, according to this movie, it fucking can't be.
I think it's him.
Well,
it's gotta be
him. Look at the part that we're at. This is where Dr. Metcalf actually
dies. Where he dies, yeah. He gets
because he got bit
by
but
after he's
finally,
working out.
Finally, and this, I love his wife's line right here. Thank God you didn't examine him this morning.
Oh, after, yeah.
This
he
is the second person that dies after Dr. Jeff Daniels'
Dr.
character.
Yeah.
They start calling him Dr.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
I guess, hey.
And
I mean,
we missed the part where he walks around and touches every young boy's nutsack.
Oh, we missed that part?
So,
yeah, we're past that.
So when he did that, I looked at Jason and I go, does he have the same glove for everybody? Is he wearing gloves? Like, what's he... Like, I understand he's doing a hernia.
Our physicals were much more thorough than that.
Yeah.
That was not the only thing.
Right. I remember having to step forward. I'm kidding. No, whenever I have a physical, I went into a room.
A cubicle room.
Yeah, something.
Oh, I've done it in a row before, yeah.
Oh, I've never had the row done,
yeah,
no. I did for a golf team.
Oh, for a golf team?
Yeah.
It's considered a sport.
Well, and we were all state, all conference, so.
You have a ball check?
But yeah.
We have to check for hernia. I mean,
yeah,
it's part of your manly physical.
You can
for hernia.
Very easily rupture your fucking abs playing golf.
Okay. I thought you had a joke coming on that.
No, that was dead
something
serious.
About balls.
No, that was dead serious.
Damn. Okay.
That was a big setup, I guess.
Yeah, I thought it was coming from good.
I see it now.
It's not
going. It's not
going. I was in a row, and they touched my balls.
Give me a minute.
Okay.
Give me a minute.
But no, I actually said to Jason, Jason's like, no, they do more than that in a physical. And I'm like, I know they do.
Well,
like,
they check your pulse,
they
look at your fucking lungs.
They check up in
here.
Yeah,
they feel
your
fucking nose and shit.
As a nurse,
so,
I know.
The one nurse that in my high school, because we had like a healthcare thing for like whatever in our school, and then like an actual nurse's station.
Yeah.
So we had like three nurses.
Sorry, I am tapping him because there was a part where he did not remember this.
Let me put it this way. The one nurse would grab my ball sack and then check my throat and check my mouth and shit.
Yeah.
She got done fondling me.
She's nailing things. She's putting a nail in the wall and then hanging up
pictures.
Pictures
up, yeah.
And this
we'll
is when, yeah, when the spider guy comes in and...
And he sees the picture and
yeah.
He's like, where is that?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Atherton or whatever, and he's like, where is that? Take me there.
The warlock guy.
Yeah.
He's never really been anything else. Right. Well, he was boxing Helena. You guys ever see that one?
No.
Julian Sands.
Oh, yeah. Boxing Helena.
What the fuck is Julian Sands?
That's the guy. He was in The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
He was the guy.
Right now.
He was the guy in The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Well,
yeah.
he was the older dude. Yeah.
Leaving Las Vegas? No.
He had a shitty part in that.
Leaving Las Vegas. I've seen that.
It's just Nicolas Cage and Elizabeth Shue. Most of it, he has like one thing or something.
He was in the Star Wars video game. No?
Oh, boy.
Okay.
I don't play very many video games.
But Boxing Helena, he was in. That's the one where he chops the chick's legs and arms off. It keeps her in a box.
How haven't I seen that?
Because 93. It was like right after this, yeah.
That sounds like something I'd be into. How haven't I...
And who's the chick in that?
Send me the link.
It was a main movie. It wasn't popular. It wasn't big, but it was a mainstream movie, though. It was out. It was like in theaters for a week or two, and no one watched it. Sherilyn Fenn, yeah, that chick with the pretty eyes.
She's a hottie.
See, I'm not good with the names.
You know who Alexandra Daddario is?
Yes.
This could be her mom, I guess. Because it was like 20 years ago. Sherilyn Fenn, right?
All right. Well,
yeah, Sherilyn Fenn.
Anyways, Jeff Daniels. Jeff Daniels just figured out that he's 100% sure it's spider bites, but he's waiting for confirmation.
What's up with the kid's friend? Was
Bunny? What the
Bunny's
fuck?
Fucking evil.
Oh my god.
Want to go blow up some bullfrogs?
Yeah. That chick has bad influence.
And she looks weird as fuck.
Yeah, she's kind of... It's like, I was like, who the fuck that ugly old
chick? She looks more normal when she stuck her nose on the glass than she does normally.
Yeah, poor Bunny.
But whatever. She was the one who...
She
who
probably grew up to be hot as fuck.
Her dad was the...
I don't know.
Her dad was the football coach, the Broncos coach.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
His daughter was the older one, was the one who says... Oh, when the wife says, "What are you going to school for?" and she's like, "Gym."
Yeah.
Going to school for gym.
Oh, it runs in the family. I'm the school coach, and this is her brother. He's the quarterback.
The head Broncos.
I'm the Broncos, or whatever.
And they're playing Itsy Bitsy Spider. They're doing all these weird.
Yeah,
like,
Itsy Bitsy Spider. Itsy Bitsy. Really?
How do you play that when you're like 13 or whatever?
Yeah. How do you even play that? I thought it was just something you did
to
entertain a kid.
That's the thing. They're trying to be funny.
Well, they're trying to scare each other.
Because he just said, if you see a spider, you run from it. Don't go towards it.
And this doll right here that the spider drops on is creepy.
And look at her eyes open.
Her eyes open up, yeah.
Her eyes were closed and her eyes opened.
That's scary.
Kids don't do that.
No.
I don't know, do girls do that, maybe? Is a girl
girls,
thing?
No.
We get
like sexy lingerie, and then we do pillow fights.
Yeah.
That tells
I mean,
girl
when
has
you're,
a sleepover.
I mean when you're 8.
Oh, no, that's, we all do that. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's so fucking lucky right here. She just happens to drop the book of nursery rhymes right
on
the spider.
On the spider.
And then she steps on the book. Who the fuck steps on a book?
Yeah, you wouldn't step on your book.
Yeah, I'd step over it.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, maybe. Like, I'll, like, kind of half-step on
it,
maybe, but...
If they didn't step
I'd
on
step
it,
on it if they made me
dead.
Yeah, exactly.
So, they had to step
if
on
somebody
it.
Had made me read a book, I probably would have stepped on it. I'm not gonna lie. What was her name, though? What was
Bunny?
The little girl's name? Bunny?
Bunny.
No, Bunny's the neighbor.
Betsy, Bunny, something or other.
It was Bunny, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she's not on the list. I was trying to see what she may have done, or if she's...
Anything? I don't know.
A little girl that turned
hot. She's not in
the
cast?
I don't know.
She has to be on there somewhere. Maybe on her...
I'm looking.
And then this fucking cricket. You remember they were talking earlier about the crickets. They're like, oh, yeah, just wait.
Haven't heard of any crickets lately.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, as soon as it starts getting a little bit cooler out, all you're going to hear are the crickets. And then there's been no crickets at all. This is the only cricket he's seen. And this is over a month. And all the crickets are dead. Kidding me?
What happened to all of them?
Thousands of crickets.
What happened to all of them?
Probably all got eaten. Apparently.
By Phil Paxton? Oh,
is
Jeff Daniels.
Is Bill Paxton in this movie?
I keep confused with the Bills. Jeff Daniels falls in with the Bills.
Paxton
and Bowman.
Yeah.
He kind of slips
Bowman,
in there a little bit sometimes.
Well, I see it. Yeah,
he kind of blends in a little bit.
Yeah, a movie like
this,
if I hadn't just looked it up, I'd be like, yeah, Bill Paxton, Jeff Daniels.
Yeah. You know what's funny I saw on his IMDb is that he was considered for the role of Joey Gladstone on Full House.
Really? I'm glad they went with Dave Coulier.
But I could have seen it.
But doesn't he look like...
He looks almost the same, yeah.
Doesn't he kind of look like him? He looks
Dave
like
Coulier really. Is just shorter and chubbier.
Is he shorter?
Yeah, he's shorter. He's definitely shorter.
Okay.
Dave Coulier looks like he's like 5'9".
Really?
Yeah, they make him seem like the same height... Or they make John Stamos seem taller than him, and John Stamos is only like 5'10".
Okay.
So they're, you know, he's got to be at least 5'8", 5'9". John Stamos is a little guy.
Oh, yeah. He seems short.
Yeah.
But Bob Saget and Joey seems taller.
Well, no, Bob Saget, that's why he always seems... Or, no, I'm sorry. I had it backwards. John Stamos is only like 5'8".
Yeah, he's
Dave
short.
Dave Coulier is like 5'10", 5'11".
He's 5'11".
Okay. Yeah. I had it backwards. And then Bob Saget's like 6'3", or some shit.
Yeah,
and
he's
just towers
tall,
over
tall,
like,
thank you, motherfucker. Yeah.
Oh, let me vacuum this shit. Really, thinking about boning your mother,
right?
Who, Aunt
like
Becky?
When you watched Full House as a kid and you didn't know that that Bob Saget did comedy before that type of thing, and then you watched his comedy, you watched his stand up, you're like, what the fuck? It was like Andrew Dice Clay.
Oh, he was nasty. Yeah.
Versus, you know, like...
And then Robin Williams' older, dirtier stuff at the same time.
Right.
You know,
oh, he got dirtier later, too.
Yeah, well, yeah, but...
When he was stand-up, he didn't fuck around.
Yeah.
But, you know,
but,
what?
You know,
and
I liked like,
that about him because he realized...
I found out about Bob Saget after I watched Full House, obviously. But before, there was that whole big cultural realizing that when Bob Saget came out with that special or whatever where... You know, he sings the songs about fucking your mother and the cunt and yada yada, whatever.
Yeah.
Fuck you. And,
what?
Seen you.
I do nothing.
I have to get up in a minute. But like, I knew he was dirty before that, so it wasn't a big surprise to me.
I didn't.
And he did, like, a couple of roles.
I didn't.
But, yeah.
I didn't
like
have
my,
cable. Here,
we,
here's,
we,
here's
we had,
my
we had,
thing.
We had HBO, so.
Here's my thing. I did not have any cable until I was an adult. So if I didn't see it at a friend's house, I didn't know type of a thing, my friends would be coming to school and they'd be talking about something like, yeah. And then all of a sudden, like me and my best friend through junior high was Mia Ashmus. And all of a sudden I went to her house one day and we were fucked up. And her mom was asleep and we were sitting there and we're watching TV. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is the funniest shit. It was Beavis and Butthead. Like, everybody else was way into Beavis and Butthead years. I must have binge watched Beavis and Butthead at that point, and that was whatever was on, you know, like from 7 until midnight type of thing.
Yeah,
that
was a long time.
Yeah,
when it was just Daria and Beavis and Butthead.
Right.
And,
block, yeah.
And we would watch
like
it, and I would just laugh my ass off. And she's like, are you serious? You haven't seen this one? And I'm like, tears, snot bubbling, like just thinking this was the best shit ever. And she's like, where have you been? And I'm like, my mom won't give us cable. My mom refused to get cable. My mom's like, you guys have education to get, not cable to get, so fuck off. To this day, my mom lives in the same fucking house, and my mom does not have a cable-ready house. If she ever sold her house, Time Warner came to her house one day and said, you are the only person in a 50-block radius. Can we please put cable in your house? She's like, no. Not at all. I don't want you to put any fucking little box that has a cable adapter thing sticking out. No. No, get the fuck away from me. To this day, I think my mom might be. If anybody else's parents doesn't have any kind of cable, not even an adapter in your house, let us know. I just want to know I'm not the only one.
Drunk film commentary.
That doesn't include third world country.
Hey, don't overtalk me when I'm talking about the email.
Email us and then I'll throw my
drunk
disclaimer.
Film commentary at yahoo.com.
That doesn't include third world countries.
I don't care if it does. I want to know. I want to be able to this day, tell my mom she's a fucking moron. That she. I love you, Mom. Love you. I would
even
love
my
her.
Even my grandparents and my great grandmother even had my great grandmother had digital. Like she had a DVR to the day she died.
My mom.
Like as soon as it was available, she just happened to her husband died well and she was fairly well
off. My grandma's 86. She's on Facebook.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something?
My great grandmother, she had a Facebook.
She's not real good at it. She'll send messages like post on walls.
My mom has Facebook.
Didn't use
but my mom has had, I don't know. She was like, I suppose I should get a TV. Now mind you, I'm 39, okay?
Oh, yeah.
I'm 39. My mom's like, I suppose I should get a good TV. I said, I have an old flat screen. I will give you my flat screen. I will go out and buy a new one because I need a new... You know, my mom said, oh, no, I found one of those high-tech plasma-y things, and can you just buy me that? It's $25. Somebody's selling it at a rummage sale. I was like, what? So I went to this rummage sale with my mother, and it's one of those fucking, like, 3-foot-wide by 4-foot-tall... flat screen.
Oh, you're talking about
the rear projection ones?
The rear projection TV.
I still have one of those.
So I said
I have
to
it
her,
in my bedroom.
So I'm not going
to
lie to you. I said
no,
to her.
No, they call them. It's
called
flat
screens,
it's a flat screen.
Yeah.
It's a flat screen.
It says flat screen.
I had one for a little while.
The screen is flat, but the back is not.
I had one for like 6 months.
So I was like, I said, Mom.
I inherited it from my dad.
You guys, you're not listening.
Oh, okay.
I said to my mother, Mom, this is like 20 years past what I have. Let me give you what I have. I will go out and buy a new one because I kind of want a new one anyways and I want a bigger screen. I mean, what's this? 50?
This is big enough.
It's a 52 and I wanted a 60. And I was like, I want a 60.
We've got a 55 or something in our living room and it's fucking cute.
Right. Well, because your living room's small unless you put it up against the window and you sit back by the fucking island in your kitchen.
Yeah.
It's too big for your right here. So I told her, let me give you this one. I'll go out and buy a bigger one. I want one anyways, blah, blah, blah. It's only like $1,200 for me to buy a bigger one. Not a big deal. My mom looks at me and goes, I want this one. Doesn't flinch, doesn't make a move with her face. And I'm like, all right, here's $25. This is what she wants. We put it in my truck. I had a Nextera at the time. We bring it home. I hook it up. And I was like, Mom, do you even have an...
Okay, so this wasn't last year then.
No, oh God,
okay.
No.
She's probably one of those, like...
No, but she still has a fucking TV, Jason. The TV's still in her fucking house. Here's the thing, she has...
I still have that
those
TV.
Those things are a bitch to move.
She has an antenna up the side of her house that has little wire that comes in with the two things for the UHS, VHS.
Yeah.
She thinks that's going to work on that TV.
That won't work on that.
I was like, Mama, that's not going to work. You need cable. You need something. You need
some sort of converter box.
You know what she did? She went out and she hooked up, or not even went out.
They have the coax cable with the...
No, just stop.
You have
I bring the TV into her house.
You have to buy a box
for the
run
new
the wires into
we,
to run
we
it out of
clear
the,
out
to make
a spot.
It, yeah.
We clear out a spot. I put the TV in her house. It's this huge TV. It's an old Italian house, so you know there's a fucking huge-ass mirror that's like 7 foot by 5 foot on the one wall.
Probably with a picture of Jesus somewhere?
Nope, Jesus is in the dining room.
Okay.
And it's the Last Supper picture, but anyways. So I put the TV under this fucking huge mirror, and I was like, Ma, this is all you got.
She's cool about it, though.
And my mom says to me, okay, well, I want to play my movies. Hook up my VHS player. Are you fucking kidding me? We go into a 20-minute dissertation where I finally look at her and go, nah, shut up. Here, I hook up her fucking DVD, or her
teenager in the shower.
Oh, Jason likes it because, look, there's a little bit of booby shot. Right there. Ah, boobies.
But then you can see there's a bunch of shots where she's got, like, a skin thingy on.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
I noticed that sort of thing.
I knew it was PG-13, so I'm like, we're not.
Yeah, you're not getting no nipples.
Well, then the dad comes out, and she's like,
But you do get a face full of cock. I don't know what that is.
So needless to say, I put the TV there.
Your mom's line
of time. Put the TV there. I hook up her fucking VHS player, her Fisher VHS player. And my mom has been happy ever since. And for Mother's Day 2 years ago, a friend that lives across the street, Doris, she's lived there forever. My mom's lived there forever. Doris messages me and says, so your mom's DVD player took a shit. What do you think? I went out and bought my mom a $25 DVD player for Mother's Day. And I brought it to her, and she's like, oh, that's all I need.
That's
and she didn't understand
the
it.
Room.
She did not understand how a DVD player worked, and I had to re-explain how this DVD player would have worked for her. Okay, I'm not going to lie. Like, spiders don't scare me, but if they come at me...
Oh, a big spider like
fuck
that?
Fuck that. Fuck that shit.
Yeah. And now he's freezing up, which, yeah, what's going on is with Jeff Daniels and the other guy.
Chris.
The backup scientist guy.
Yeah.
They're,
Chris Collins.
Which...
He says...
Where are they at?
They're at, they're at the first house.
Okay, they're in the house,
yeah,
and there's a spider coming out, and he catches it under the wine glass. Grabs it alive, and Jeff Daniels is freaking out, pissing his pants. But,
he says you have to come at it so that it comes back a little bit. And he's like, I don't know. And he's like, yeah, no, our neurotransmitters say that you do. And he said, he's like, no, I don't think I have those neurotransmitters. It's the fight or flight neurotransmitters that he's talking about. And it's like either you fight or you fucking run. Like, these are your two.
Here we go.
Options.
John Goodman's back. He is the exterminator. Fucking A, yep. John Goodman's awesome. I don't know. I love the guy. Have you seen 10?
I love John Goodman.
You seen 10 Cloverfield Lane yet?
You know what they say about a fat baby?
We can't hear you. But,
you know what they say about a fat baby?
What?
It looks like John Goodman from far away.
Oh, boy. Have you seen 10 Cloverfield Lane?
Not yet, no. Does that have anything to do with Cloverfield?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, well, I guess it's in the same universe.
Okay.
But, it's cool. I mean,
that's neat.
It's worth a rental, I would say.
Okay.
It's worth a couple bucks.
Apparently, I bought this fucking movie for $10, so... Why not rent that movie? I was so mad about that news, I threw my phone on the ground.
I go to Family Video, where I got this movie for $1 for 5 nights.
It would be nice if they offered some shit.
Right?
Family Dollar? Give us some fucking money.
So this part cracks me up where John Goodman's standing there and he sees the spider and he goes, I'm going to kill it. And he sprays it. Nothing happens.
Yeah, how are they already immune to the poison?
Because it's a new species just in time. And just like when they set up the CO2 and they drop down, but then they came alive right away.
They just thaw it out quicker because they're bigger. That's only intended to be used on fucking...
They don't go against the boot, though. The boot wins.
Well, and that's funny. This scene, they actually had to make like a hollowed out boot because they didn't want to actually kill any of the spiders like on purpose.
Oh, they just cut it just right so they stepped onto something.
Well, no, yeah, they cut the top of the boot out so that.
Oh, they cut the film just right. So
No. When he actually sprays it with water or some shit.
Okay.
And then he like steps on it. And he had John Goodman had to like take like 30 takes just to get it right, like where he didn't, because like he kept having to like stop. He's like, I think I'm gonna squish it. And finally, he was like, all right, and that's the one they used. That Mental Floss article was quite
I guess so. Holy shit, wow.
I know quite a bit about
this
Mental movie.
Floss, yeah. I know about John Goodman. I can talk about him for a second.
Let's talk about John Goodman.
In 1980, when Saturday Night Live was trying to reboot, they got like a whole new cast.
After the Belushi era?
John Goodman was one of the guys that auditioned.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he didn't make it. But he's also with Jim Carrey and Paul Rubens, both. All three of them auditioned and were denied.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. But he came back, and John Goodman has hosted Saturday Night Live 13 times since then.
Nice.
Plus 7 cameos as Linda Tripp, which you probably don't remember. But you probably do, Danielle. Yeah.
Are you talking about
the Monica Lewinsky trials in the
90s? Yeah.
Linda Tripp was
the one who told everybody that she
the
had
spoiler,
the
spoiler, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and he
come on as her.
Come on it.
I guess he came on her as he came on her. He came on as her on Saturday Night Live for 7 times.
Nice.
So, yeah, he did great. But, yeah, we talked about Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah.
First time I saw him in. He was the football coach.
I mean, I know him first from Roseanne. And then
yeah.
I know him from, I'm pretty sure.
That came before this.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he does the voice in the show Dinosaurs. It was like a kind of a puppet
I remember Dinosaurs,
thing.
Yeah.
Not the mama. I'm pretty sure he does the voice in that. Don't quote me.
Huh.
I know he's on.
I don't think he would because that was the same time as Roseanne.
I don't think they let him do two like that. I swear it is. But
I don't think it would be.
I'm looking.
All right, yeah. Fact check girl.
He was had a part in Raising Arizona in 87.
Coyote Ugly. I'm saying the next biggest thing I remember him in is Big Lebowski.
Oh, yeah.
That's the next big movie I remember.
That was in 98. That was right after Roseanne ended, actually.
Yeah.
Roseanne ended like the year before that.
And I didn't know.
Didn't they kill him off in the show, though, in Roseanne? He died like a heart attack?
In Roseanne, she made it where she was. It was all a dream, and he was dead. He had died of the heart attack.
Was it the last year or two years?
Yeah.
1 year?
Yeah.
One year?
The one year was all a dream, and
Which I thought was just fucked up.
Yeah, just fucking end it.
I don't see Justin Time.
And
movie?
I love Roseanne Barr.
What movie?
No, Dinosaurs, the TV show.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it was.
Right,
I
I'm
don't see
my
it.
Phone
I mean, I remember. I know what you're saying, but I'm flipping and I don't see it.
Yeah, Dinosaurs. Was it called Dinosaurs?
It was called Dinosaurs.
That's what I think. But he did King Ralph right after this one.
Oh, yeah, he did do King Ralph. Yeah.
No,
because
I went all the way up to Monsters, Inc.
He was Fred Flintstones.
I went all the way up to Monsters, Inc.
Yeah, he was in that, too.
So, no.
He was in Flintstones, the first one.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
He was on Roseanne from 88 to 97.
Yeah.
And then it went from there to Blues Brothers, Fallen, Soul Man, Big
Blues
Lebowski,
Brothers.
Dirty
Work.
I forgot
about Blues Brothers.
Real McCall.
2000.
Yeah, 2000.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
You know what? We should have done top five John Goodman performances.
This is what I said.
The
you
Simpsons.
I thought about saying it.
You just said it.
Coyote Ugly. Nope.
I don't like our top five.
It's not too late to switch. I can come up with top five John Goodman real quick.
We're going to have a lot of crossover if we did that, but I don't know.
Yeah, no, he was not on the Dinosaurs.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't think so, because it was the
who
same time as Roseanne.
Then?
Probably some guy you never heard of, man.
Probably, man, but it sounds like John Goodman.
Okay, the coroner.
Oh,
and
then he does the voice in all the Transformers movies for the one guy. Him and Kelsey Grammer.
What?
Yeah, they're in Transformers.
John Goodman is? Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I saw the first one. That's enough. It's Wheel of Fortune time here.
Oh, shit.
For the coroner and Mimi. They're eating their spider popcorn.
Gotta have a good old bowl of popcorn.
I was trying to figure out the Wheel of Fortune puzzle. But
which one is it?
Same name.
It's really hard. Yeah, they don't show like hardly anything, but...
Oh, shit, no, the answer is... Hold on, let me find this Mental Floss article. It's in there.
They say the answer to that?
Yeah.
There's T's, huh? There's no way they can figure that out.
Okay.
Well, I guess someone can, probably, huh?
Well, it depends. I mean, think about it. Every time you...
It's, no, it's like a spoiler. It's like someone's name or something.
If
like
you froze it, yeah. I'm...
If you Google The Simpsons, they tell you every time what Maggie rang up as when...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So. Well, yeah, but that they did that on purpose, you know.
But every time was different.
This would be some random clip they just threw up there. Like, okay, whatever.
Oh, I forgot about this. I was going to bring this up. John Goodman wasn't freaked out at all by the spiders. He said, I don't have any problem with them. I look at them, I see them eye to eye. Well, there's 16 eyes to my 2 eyes, but, you know, it is what it is.
Cool, cool.
John Goodman being John Goodman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's cool, yeah.
Where? I'll find it.
Fucking Red State. That's a good one.
Kevin Clash. He's a
puppeteer.
He was the one from...
Yeah, he did
a
good job.
He's in a lot of fucking shit. What's that? Monuments Men?
Yeah, yeah.
Good
in that. I haven't seen that one, though.
It's good. It's good. I liked it.
Uh-huh.
It's maybe not worth all the hype it got, but I liked it.
I should have seen it. Bill Murray, John Goodman. All
right. Oh, yeah. That scene where I was just talking about where John Goodman did it took... where is it? How many hours?
But I would recommend 10 Cloverfield Lane.
It just says hours. My bad.
Okay.
Oh, and Big Bob is what they called him on set. The big spider, and not the general.
Okay.
So,
it was in honor of Robert Zemeckis.
Yeah, yep.
That was his, he worked with him a lot.
That was their homage to him.
Hello. He was the main Back to Future guy, yeah.
Hello.
Yes, they're dead.
Daniel.
The guy who plays Elmo is the guy's voice for the baby dinosaur.
Oh.
Kevin Clash is his name.
Neat.
He plays the baby dinosaur on the dinosaur show?
Yeah, he's the one who has it. Not the mama.
Okay.
Don't laugh.
Very relative.
Well, because we were looking at... Justin Time and I are both looking up the dinosaur thing, and we're trying to see...
You guys are still in the dinosaur thing?
Yeah.
Well, I'm past that. I'm trying to figure out what the Wheel of Fortune thing was.
Oh, boy. I'm just going to watch the movie here. They're in the barn.
I don't believe me. This is where it's getting good.
Yeah. Here comes Warlock and the cop. I'll just wait for this cop to die. I'm so sad that he doesn't die.
Oh, my God. Spoiler. I swear I read what it was.
I guess someone would figure it out. For this movie, though? Really?
Dude, you'd be surprised.
Seriously?
I can talk about 1990.
Talk about 1990 real quick.
Box office. 1990. Number one movie. What do you think?
Shit. 1990. Can I get a top five?
Oh, I can give you all of them.
Let me get a top 10 in no specific order.
Oh, really?
Let me guess.
I'll give you... Okay.
I think he's the dad. Just in time. The cop.
Oh, really?
Captain. He's the dad.
Holy shit.
He plays the dad.
And the connections get deeper.
The dad of what?
Of Dinosaurs. The TV show Dinosaurs.
The cop?
Yeah. I'm looking it up and I'm trying to figure it out. And I'm like, wait a minute. It says Stuart Pacton was on Dinosaurs TV series.
That's the same dude?
That's the guy who plays the cop, Stuart Pacton. And it says, Dinosaurs initially set blah, 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 year. The show centers around the Sinclair family. Earl Sinclair, the father. And he was... And then it goes to like 15 different people. Jesus Christ. Earl Sinclair, voice. Stuart Pacton. Pankin. P-A-N-K-I-N. Which is the guy who plays the fucking cop on this one.
Okay.
So, yeah, he's the dad.
Wow. Damn. That's weird, huh?
Yeah.
That's a weird crossover that we didn't know.
Yeah, holy
wow,
shit.
Wow, that is weird. Okay. 1990. That was a big year. There's a lot of crap that year, huh, actually.
And the guy's 70
top
now.
10.
Holy shit.
Number 10 is Kindergarten Cop.
I don't want him in order.
Oh, you don't want order?
I want to guess the top grossing. Well, I know it's not Kindergarten Cop.
You're
going to
know right away, dude.
Oh, okay.
You're going to know.
The Fatal Attraction?
No. That was a couple years earlier.
I'll give you
the top five, and you pick the top three. How about that?
All right.
I'll say it's like the five movies. Let's see. There's Dances with Wolves. There's Ghost. Pretty Woman, Home Alone, and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Dances with Wolves, Ghost, and... No. Dances with Wolves, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and... What was the one that's not Ghost and Pretty Woman?
Home Alone?
Home Alone? Home Alone's got to be in there. Take out Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, throw Pretty Woman in there.
No. Sorry, dude.
No?
Home Alone was number one by a lot. It made $285 million that year.
And then Dances?
No. Number two was Ghost. Number three was Dances with Wolves.
Okay.
$184 million. Number four was Pretty...
I had Ghost. I had all three.
Number four was Pretty Woman. You had the wrong order.
I did. Oh, we were going in order?
Okay.
So John Goodman's character walks into the bar and he says hello, and then the general walks past his foot, and he sees
Daniel's
back. The
yes.
Are we taking a break at all or no?
We're about done, so we might as well not.
Yeah. Well, let's take a quick one and then we'll come back to where the fight scenes come on.
Should we take a break? Well,
Just in time. We're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back.
See you in a minute. Hey, folks, we're back from that brief intermission.
It wasn't anything for them.
I know.
They were like Einstein in the Back to the Future car.
Oh, look at John Goodman started to go up there.
They jumped from that moment to the next one.
True. Yeah. I would love to be that dog.
Einstein?
Oh, my God, they got the professor.
Oh, no.
This is where it gets really fucking weird. They're watching Family Ties.
And the one who's on Family Ties.
Right. He comes in. Oh, Meatball's shaking. Sorry. They start looking for spiders, which is so weird. It's like, yeah, we don't have spiders. And then they start looking, and all of a sudden, you know, they start coming in. Like, the guys are looking
by, like,
around.
The hundreds. They start pouring
they
in.
They just happen to know that they're looking for them
right when they show
nowhere.
Up. Yeah. I think the spiders are waiting. They're like, well, that's our cue.
Yep.
Okay, let's go. All right,
let's go. All right, everyone, single file.
Yeah,
let's go.
We don't want to totally
look at
shock
how
them.
Let's go.
So.
It's like, it's crazy.
Well, these are those crazy Venezuelan.
Giant hybrid barn spiders.
Non poisonous.
No, non sexually active.
Yeah, they're
full
they're,
of poison.
They're
I'm talking about the real spiders.
The real ones are non poisonous, but yes, this starts.
No,
going
these are all real spiders, right?
Yeah, these are New Zealand spiders.
Yeah.
And he grabs the TV. Throw us down, and look at all the spiders behind the TV.
And there's different types of spiders there. I don't care what you say.
Yeah.
And he says, we're going to need another way out. No, technically, hurry, open the door, and you fucking run.
Yeah.
And you're fine.
Why
don't
would go you go upstairs? Yeah.
It's the thing. It's just like any scary movie. Oh,
go
let's
upstairs.
Go higher and get quarantined in. Yeah.
Let's go
what
upstairs and get out on the roof.
Yeah.
Sounds like a great idea. Yeah.
It worked for Katrina.
And right here, Jeff Daniels gets one. He spider drops on his face, but it doesn't bite him
as
quick as everybody else.
He gets so lucky. Yeah. He has so many spiders on his face that he doesn't get bitten. It's amazing. I mean, Bill Paxton's a lucky motherfucker in this movie.
Fucking Bill Paxton, man. Oh, love a good Bill Paxton joke.
Hey.
He says, here go. They start coming in. They start coming in through the door.
Keyhole and
yeah.
Shit, yeah.
Under the whole fucking lock system.
So I was cool the doorknob was shaking. I was like, really, they're using the doorknob?
Well, that's like... early in the movie, when you like before they actually ever show you the real big spider, before he even climbs in the coffin in the beginning,
yeah,
like you see him like going down a tree branch and he's like rustling all the leaves, all the way down. I'm like, that's a big fucking spider.
Yeah,
like a dinosaur.
Yeah.
Well then, is that? Yeah, okay, that's McNamara, right?
Yeah, and he starts getting okay, what do we do? Where do we go? And he's like, well...
I wouldn't stop running. Those spiders are all
over
the place.
This is funny.
And then here comes...
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Fucking A.
Probably the most badass thing he said until The Gambler.
The Gambler?
With Mark Wahlberg?
The new one?
Oh, that's a pretty good movie.
Really? The remake?
It's a remake?
Isn't the Kenny Rogers movie?
Kenny Rogers has a movie?
Yeah, in the 70s he had one called The Gambler.
I thought he had a chicken chain.
He fell over the balcony and through the floor.
Yeah, there's a whole thing on the.
Oh, he fell like through the second floor, all the way through the.
From the balcony through the floor. What are you not listening
about?
It
wasn't a balcony, though.
It was his balcony. It was the second floor of his balcony, And he fell down.
How did he fall into the house?
No, he was.
He fell through
the balcony of the house.
He fell through the entire two story Victorian era house.
Sideways?
Sideways.
Okay.
Right. Into the basement. Or wine cellar.
From the balcony, like, angled into the basement? Yeah, okay.
And it's funny because he does start to explain it to people who don't quite understand. He's like, all right, I'm in a place, it's warm, it's damp, and there's no spiders. Oh, my God, I'm in the den. Like, he realized it, you know, musty smell, moist, dark. No spiders. Oh, shit.
Where are the stairs to get upstairs here?
It's an outdoor thing because it's a county, so you have your cellar outside.
But you should have two ways in, though.
No, not anymore. I mean, now you do, but you didn't back then. No.
Yeah. Wow. Every house I've been in had two ways in. It was a basement.
You haven't been out in the county.
Yeah.
In an old, 100-year-old farmhouse.
Oh.
Yeah, my grandpa's brother, whatever he is to me, his house is like that. He's got a cellar and he's got a basement.
My ex-in-laws, you can go outside of their house and you go down, and it's a farmland.
Yeah.
You go outside of their house and that's their way under their house. When you're in the house, there is no way to the basement. It's a cellar. You go outside and there's two doors that you lift up, just like at the bar.
Have you seen the movie Twister, starring Helen Hunt?
Years ago.
Yeah. They in the very beginning of the movie and at the very end of the movie, they have to run outside of the house and go through the cellar doors to get into the cellar. So I don't think I need any more backing up. Thank you, Helen Hunt.
Hey, I didn't grow up on a farm. I'm a city boy.
I'm just making fun of Helen Hunt.
Jack Greer Mellencamp.
City boy. Born and raised in South Detroit.
Is that how it goes?
No.
Or is that Billy Joel?
No, that's Journey. It's not Billy Joel.
My battery is running low.
Anyways, 10%. So we just saw him zap a spider on the control panel.
Not yet. He swung at it, but it's on his it's yeah.
Oh, now, there we go. There it is. All right, my bad.
And that's so
that
I don't
also
know.
That's also not even fucking possible what he just did there.
It's not.
Into the fuse box?
The fuse box.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the fuse box with the big giant fuses? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So my
old house had some.
My first
We have some of those in the basement of my building.
My first house that I bought.
No, there's still a couple there. At the very bottom, there's still a couple of the big ones.
My first house that I ever bought had fuses like that.
Bourbon has them, too.
And they were like, no, we have to redo everything. Like, the very first house that I ever bought, and I was 22. And I'm like, what do you mean you have to redo all my electricity?
The very first house I bought, I was 22. When I was 22, I barely bought beer.
Sorry. I don't know what to tell you. So I'm like, okay, what do we have to do? So they get this, and I was talking to your old roommate, Walter.
Ah, that guy.
And he says, he's like, what happened? And I'm like, so I went and I got like these D2 brackets, whatever. And he started laughing at me like I was an asshole. And I'm like, did I say something wrong? And he goes, no. It's just funny to me that layman people call them D2 brackets. They're brackets. We all have. And I was like, you're a dick. Shut up. Stop talking to me.
Yeah.
That's how that went.
So we're in the final battle here, aren't we?
Yep. This is where he fights the general.
Fucking A.
Oh, and apparently they had to shoot this scene over like 10 days or some shit. And
that's cool.
Jeff
Fire
Daniels
shoots his legs up. Fire's like,
Jeff Daniels had to deal with that shit on top of him. It's like 250 pounds of shit on top of him for like 10 different days. Yeah.
I love when he's judging which wine to throw at him.
Yeah.
Not the Moscow.
Which is like, the bottles aren't doing anything anyway.
But, this whole scene, and the whole 10 days or whatever that they're, I forgot how many days it was.
He threw his flashlight right there.
That was stupid.
And then he realizes the spider's coming at him.
Well, for being one, I would think if you really suffered from arachnophobia, you would not be able to do this, would you?
Depends on how much you value your life.
I guess, I mean.
You probably would, and you would probably look at it the same way. Like, he's looking at everything going, fuck, shit, what am I doing? Like, he's scared.
He's overcoming it.
Like, yeah.
where Jeff Daniels is here and he's throwing all these bottles at him, it's like that's the actual spider walking across right there. And until like the scene where he gets real close and hits him or whatever.
Yeah.
But he is advised, and remember, he doesn't like him. He doesn't like that spider. So he's like, they're telling him like, you better throw all of the bottles at least 3 feet away from him.
And he's we'll like, make, but we'll God make it damn look it. Good.
And then there's one where he throws it like right in front of him and he like splashes up and I think they end up using it, I think it says.
Okay. Yeah.
But like they had to like stop production. The spider had to go like into his trailer for like 2 days.
Yeah.
Into therapy.
Yeah.
Spider hooker.
The spider needed therapy and coke.
Jeff Daniels is making the joke, oh, the spider won't leave his trailer. Oh.
Oh, man.
But yeah.
No, he's fucking up now. He's got the flamethrower out.
Yeah.
Well, the homemade.
Yeah.
What is it? Paint and
it's
a lighter?
It's spray paint and the butane torch.
Spray paint's not that flammable. It has to be something else, some kind of cleaner.
Well, he
shot aerosol
paint down there.
Shit. Yeah, he had spray paint. It was Rust-Oleum
When he was down there and he discovers the bad wood.
Which we have a Rust-Oleum plant here in Kenosha. I'm just saying.
We do.
They're not our sponsors, so you can't say. We have to bleep that out.
Let me get back.
Okay.
Hold on.
You leave that out. We're still recording, right?
Yep, we're back.
Okay.
All right.
This I thought was funny. He's blazing everything he can, and all you see is the spider's eyes going, uh-huh.
Uh-huh. You're not even touching me.
I'm cool, yo.
And that can would have run out by now.
Well, yeah, Aquanet did.
Yeah, that shit never lasted that long at all.
Somebody
said he'd have been out of spray by now.
Like the new thing for women who live alone is, oh no, you don't need to carry a gun because you know guns are dangerous.
If you don't want to use them.
Please note my sarcasm in that bullshit. Anyways, so they're like, oh, you carry a thing of like wasp spray. You have a thing of wasp spray next to your bed and a lighter. I'm like, why? So you can burn down your fucking place? But it's so that if somebody comes in to rape you, pull up your wasp spray and
see,
you burn it.
Right there.
And it's like Bill a Pullman 500... It's like a 500-foot radius.
Oh, the spider is totally
like,
fucking...
People are talking about
the spider like ruffles to the ground right there. That's
500 feet?
Well, I'm sure it's not that, but you know what I mean? It's like supposed
maybe
to be this huge radius, and you use wasp spray to kill.
Okay, and now he's back to being a 2-year-old.
Oh, I guess he gets that shit that shoots
the
jet.
He is paralyzed.
Right here is where, if you remember in his talking to his wife, he's like,
paralyzed.
I was 2 years old, it walked up my leg.
Yeah.
Past my diaper, like, and he remembers all of it.
I felt helpless.
It is, he's laying there, and he's like, oh, shit, and it's on his leg. Now, remember, it fucking bit people for less.
It bit people just because they were near it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it beat the one dude in the beginning. It bit him, like, right up in the leg when he's crawling up. Yeah. Right through his pants and everything. Yeah. So.
Well, it wasn't through his pants, I don't think.
No, he had his pants off for some fucking reason.
Oh, he was naked?
No, he had his pants off.
Well,
he had
his underwear on, but nothing else.
You get a tidy whitey shot.
Oh, wow. How about that? Yeah, it's crawling up him. There's a piece of wood on his chest.
I told Jason, I'm like, right here, hit it and whip him over there. Yep. And it was right here where the spiders came out.
Oh, it's a great one. It's coming up. Yeah, the spider flies in the fire. He's in the fire screaming. And he jumps back out, fucking out of fire. There's a fucking flaming spider running around, which is like 10 times worse. I mean, come on.
A thousand times
What's worse than a fucking spider coming at you? A fucking spider on fire.
Yeah.
But that's awesome shit. Like, he fucking took a nail gun to
that
shit.
That badass nail gun.
Boom!
The thing that shot through his fucking floor.
Which, that nail gun wouldn't shoot like that. The nail gun has to be placed up against something for
right.
the safety
it has to
be off of it.
Yeah, it has to be pressed hard up against something, and then you can pull the trigger. And then there's John Goodman.
John Goodman comes back out of nowhere.
Forth.
I got it. You're fine. Shush.
Yeah. I guess he already cleaned up all those spiders upstairs, right?
Well, it's implied that without their alpha,
well,
they're all going to die.
Well, he starts saying
why
it's okay.
They die?
Because they don't have any reproductive organs. They're all just basically poison sacs.
They could still live for a
but
day
says,
or two and
but
kill
what
people
But he says most of them are dead.
Yeah, but that's...
Right here, you guys missed it. Yeah. Delbert killed most of them. Most of them are dead. The ones that aren't dead, Delbert is still
spraying. Shit, yeah.
So it's fine.
I still wouldn't stand outside that fucking house.
No, no.
I'd be down.
I'd be gone.
And then they're back in San Francisco.
Which
we didn't probably start with. They moved from San Francisco to this ho-dunk town.
Did we? Okay.
Justin Time did. Yeah, that's so cool.
So they're
that's
back
all
in
we
the
have,
city.
Man.
I showed up for a movie.
Yay. And Dan's made it through
the
movie.
Apparently it was the movie I needed to carry it through.
And I made it through the whole movie.
Yes. That was major.
That's awesome. So our top five, but that shouldn't take too long.
And then they're sitting there drinking.
Drinking that wine, right?
Their Margot.
The $135 one?
Yeah, the one from the beginning. Yeah,
yeah, that's cool. That's what I thought it was.
My daughter wants to move to California, and her boyfriend are like, oh, we can move to California, blah, blah, blah. And all I think is this right here. And your record will skip,
earthquake.
And you shake, and there's an earthquake, and I have to go, what happened to my baby?
I don't want
to
live where there's earthquakes.
I don't either.
Well, I don't know if you guys read this, but apparently the original ending was supposed to be an homage to the birds. They get home, and then all of a sudden, one bird lands on the line, the next bird lands on it. It's supposed to be like an homage to Hitchcock.
Okay.
And then, but Spielberg was like, nah, cut that. And then they threw this earthquake scene in just at the end. Just,
oh, really?
And right here, they're like, let's go check on the kids. And then there's another tremor, and the bottle drops, a glass drops.
I thought it would have been cool to see one come out of the suitcase.
That's it.
Or out of the couch or something.
I was expecting that.
It
followed them. It followed them. But. All right, well, so we got a round of credits here.
Yep.
So we got time to rate this thing, huh?
I guess so, huh?
So our rating system, if you don't know, is we go by how many beers we're going to have with this film. We can have a keg, a case of beer, a six-pack of beer, or a fucking tapper. So it's like a 1 to 4-star rating, pretty much. We try to give it clever names because we're cool and shit.
Where are the tits?
So who wants to go first? Anybody?
I will.
Danielle, so... What would you, at first, you didn't say about your history about when you saw this first.
I've seen it. I probably saw it when it maybe first came out.
Yeah, like video or something? Or
yeah.
Theater
yeah,
or video?
Probably video. I didn't do a lot of theater.
It's a rental kind of thing?
Yeah. Yeah, I probably rented it, and I watched it then, and it kind of scared me because I was, like, I tried to be that girly thing of spiders. Like, I'm afraid. But I'm not afraid of spiders.
Well, when we were younger, though, because when I was younger,
right.
I freaked out about a moth. First time I dealt with a moth. I didn't know what the fuck to do with that thing. Now, I'm like, whatever, I'll grab them.
I pet them, and I think they're great. But you can't really touch moths because if they lose their powder on their wings, they can't fly.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Yeah, I...
Wait, that's true?
Yeah.
Oh.
I saw it when I was younger, what do you call it? Anyway.
Same shit.
And now I would still say, I mean, it's kind of, it is a creepy, what do you call it, a dramedy?
Thrillomedy.
Thrillomedy. It is, because, like, if you don't like spiders or if you don't like anything that's creepy crawly, think about those house centipedes. Jesus Christ.
Oh, I love those guys.
I don't like them.
They're cute.
Those are disgusting, and I kill them.
They creep me out.
Yeah. They move too fast. If it moves too fast, a mouse scares me. A snake, not so much. A garter snake scares the fuck out of me.
Mice will frighten me, but not really scare me.
It makes me jump.
I'll get startled, but I'll fucking murder that motherfucker for startling me.
You know what? Mice brought the plague. Fuck that shit. I'm not about it. I will burn that shit.
Oh, I kill them right away. I got a mouse log still in my fucking cabinet.
Yes, you do, and it scares the shit out of me, and I'm so glad that I have yet to see one since I've been here.
We've been good for a while.
It scares me.
Been good for a long time.
A mouse log?
Yeah, how many he killed.
Oh, okay.
I would kill multiple ones a night.
Damn.
Yeah.
And
I'll tell you what, it's right in that little cabinet door right there.
When I bought my first house and I was alone in my first house, there was like 3 mice a year that I would kill, and they were in the attic, and they were in the drawer of my fucking silverware. Like, that's where the water line came in from outside. Ugh.
That's
scared
weird.
The shit out of me. Oh, it's disgusting, and it scared me, and I was not a fan of mice.
This is spiders, though.
Spiders, I'm not afraid of spiders. So, With this, I will give it a, if you're afraid of spiders, if you're scared of spiders. What are we doing? A keg, you said? No.
Keg 4, yeah.
Keg
all the way. Keg case, 6-pack.
A case. There's a case. Because that shit will scare you. That will traumatize you when you go to bed and you're thinking of, there might be a spider.
Yeah.
Nope. I'm going to go look in the bedroom before I go to bed. I'm not going to lie.
You're not going to let anybody hang on the ceiling tonight?
Nope. Fuck that. Pete, Fred, they all
got
to go.
Well, since we got the window shut, the air's on. It's hot as fuck outside.
Yeah, when the front window's open and we don't have a screen in that front window, holy shit.
Yeah, they come
there's
in.
Bugs. And I let the spiders right there because they kill the bugs.
Yeah.
That come in.
Well, I leave them, so.
Yeah, they're not fucking with you because they want the bugs.
Right. So. But no.
Nobody picked this one. This was one of our random picks.
Yeah, this was a random generated.
So what do you think, Justin?
Me? All right, let me put it this way. As I said earlier, never seen the movie. I mean, I've seen previews for it. I think I had to videotape fast forward through it to watch Back to the Future 3 or some shit on VHS.
I'm one of those ones that had like 3 movies on it. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I've fast forwarded through the movie 100 times, but I'd never actually watched it. And I'd never watched it because I'd never heard it described as a thrillomedy until we did this.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, all right. But it just seemed like one of those just try to, you know, jump scare you the whole movie and, you know, make you feel like something's crawling all over you. So I never bothered to watch it. But I ended up watching it. It's not a bad flick. I like it. Bill Paxton does a good job. Or, pull him.
Chuck Daniels.
Oh, yeah, that guy. he does a good job, too.
There's the Hollywood picture.
There it is. Yeah, with the Sphinx. That's what the fuck they call that. I couldn't think of that earlier.
So what'd you give it?
I'm going to give it... I'd probably rate it higher, but I generally drink in the evening, and that's right before bedtime, and this isn't a good movie to watch right before bedtime. So I'm going to give it a 6-pack and a shot.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. 6-pack and a shot. Nice. So it's my turn then, eh?
It is.
Okay. This one came up on a random pick. And I also never saw it. I came out when I was turning 17. It seemed like a kid's movie kind of thing. I was like, whatever. Didn't care. Blew it off. Never saw it on video. Never saw it on Cinemax or nothing like that shit. And so it's my first time seeing it. And it was okay. It was all right. It was there's some parts where it was kind of blah. Some actors, Julian Sands, I don't know if that guy can't act fucking for shit. I was watching this movie like going, ooh, ouch.
That guy.
Yeah.
Killing it.
Yeah. Bill Paxton did great, though. I liked him. He was good. He's always good in all 100 some of his movies. And it was cool. Spiders, the effects were great. I mean, they made those things jump around pretty good. And
Jamie Hyneman
cool.
did a good job.
But yeah, the Mythbusters guy. Yeah, we talked about earlier. But so I give it. I'm gonna give it a case.
All right, solid case.
I give it a case. So, it was cool. I'll recommend it if someone. It's more like a kids movie, I guess. But
it's not as I expected to be a lot more, not scared, but creeped out. I guess I don't know coming out of the movie than I actually ended up being.
Yeah, it wasn't that scary, really.
I mean,
once you see him and his family and his kids, you're like, you know, none of them are going to die.
Yeah.
That's what I thought right away. I'm like, well, they're not going to die. Maybe the dog will die, which will be sad. You know.
Actually sad.
Yeah.
Jason would have cried.
Maybe.
No, you would have.
I cried every time a dog died.
You would have cried.
To this day, I still cry in, what the fuck is that movie? With Shadow and Chance and... Oh, man, I'm about to cry just thinking about it. I could picture him trying to get out of that mud pit.
All right.
See,
well,
I don't know. Let's not talk about that.
Return Home? No.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck is that movie called?
Shane?
With the dogs and the cat.
The Incredible Journey?
No, Homeward Bound.
Homeward Bound, yeah.
Yeah, I still cry at that movie.
The original one from the 60s was called The Incredible Journey, and then the sequel was called, or the new one was called Homeward Bound, The Incredible Journey.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
I think so, yeah.
Yep, you're right. No, you're 100% right, yeah.
Cool. I remember we saw the original in like elementary school.
Oh, really?
Yeah, one from the '60s, which is kind of the same fucking movie.
Yeah.
Different. Not in '93.
That's when the new one came out?
Yeah.
And then they had a second one after that, too.
Yeah, in San Francisco.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay. But, so yeah, that's DSC, everybody.
Yeah, hit us up on the email at drunkfilmcommentary.
If you lasted this long, be sure hit us an email and say, I made it.
I made it.
You suck.
We'll send you nothing.
Well wishes through the airwaves.
Yes. You have my thoughts and my prayers.
Oh, boy. Hit us up. What's our email?
It's drunkfilmcommentary@yahoo.com.
All right.
Oh, shit.
We are on the Facebook. We're not much on the Twitter. We have a Twitter.
I don't even have Twitter on my phone anymore.
Yeah, I never check the Twitter. I don't know.
I don't check DFC's Twitter because they have a lot of those girls that show their boobs and asses and say, I'm an 18-year-old virgin. Bitch, who are you lying to?
You're on the DFC Twitter?
Yeah.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Apparently we have an Instagram.
Yeah, I never checked that either.
Yeah, drunk film commentary.
Well, I gotta make a picture for something. And I'm like,
take a picture of us recording.
And then I can't go on it on my laptop. You have to do it on your mobile.
Oh.
And my mobile is,
Yeah, your phone sucks.
Yeah, I don't know. What am I gonna do? Like,
Your phone's named after a color, and it's not even spelt right. They couldn't even afford the E.
Sorry.
Blue. B-L-U.
Yeah, and I can't put links on the thing. So, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Okay, well, I think we're done here, folks. Good night.
Fair.
What about the people? Why is America
not the greatest country in the world, Professor? That's my answer.
You're saying...
Yes.
Let's talk about...
Fine.
Sharon, the NEA is a loser. Yeah, it accounts for a penny out of our paycheck, but he gets to hit you with it anytime he wants. It doesn't cost money. It costs votes. It costs airtime and column inches. You know why people don't like liberals? Because they lose. If liberals are so fucking smart, how come they lose so goddamn always?
Hey!
And with a straight face, you're going to tell students that America is so star-spangled awesome that we're the only ones in the world who have freedom? Canada has freedom. Japan has freedom. The UK, France, Italy, Germany, Spain, Australia, Belgium has freedom. So 207 sovereign states in the world, like 180 of them have freedom.
All right.
And yeah, you, sorority girl, just in case you accidentally wander into a voting booth one day, there's some things you should know. And one of them is, there is absolutely no evidence to support the statement that we're the greatest country in the world. We're 7th in literacy, 27th in math, 22nd in science, 49th in life expectancy, 178th in infant mortality, 3rd in median household income, number 4 in labor force, and number 4 in exports. We lead the world in only 3 categories. Number of incarcerated citizens per capita, number of adults who believe angels are real, and defense spending, where we spend more than the next 26 countries combined, 25 of whom are allies. Now, none of this is the fault of a 20-year-old college student, but you nonetheless are, without a doubt, a member of the worst period, generation, period, ever, period. So when you ask what makes us the greatest country in the world, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Yosemite? Sure used to be. We stood up for what was right. We fought for moral reasons. We passed laws, struck down laws for moral reasons. We waged wars on poverty, not poor people. We sacrificed. We cared about our neighbors. We put our money where our mouths were, and we never beat our chests. We built great big things, made ungodly technological advances, explored the universe, cured diseases, and we cultivated the world's greatest artists and the world's greatest economy. We reached for the stars. Acted like men. We aspired to intelligence. We didn't belittle it. It didn't make us feel inferior. We didn't identify ourselves by who we voted for in the last election, and we didn't scare so easy. We were able to be all these things and do all these things because we were informed by great men, men who were revered. First step in solving any problem is recognizing there is one. America is not the greatest country in the world anymore.